10, 5 touchdown.
We've arrived at a time where we must look into each other's eyes and see a fire, a desire to get up, outperform our opponents, and win.
To Niederklein, got running room down inside the 40, 35, Niederklein 30, 25, Niederklein 10, 5, tightrope, touchdown, Adams Central.
As the season draws shorter, it's not a question of if. The fact that you showed up answered that. It's a matter of when.
And the ball game comes down to this.
It's game day on 1230 KHAS. Tonight, the Adams Central Patriots hit the road to take on the Minden Whippets. Adams Central look to keep their undefeated season rolling along with the strength of their running game with Buzz Niederklein and Jake Fowler.
Hand off now again to the tailback. This time he comes right side. Big 30, 20, Fowler 10, 5, touchdown Adams Central.
But to stop the Minden Whippets, the Adams Central Patriots will need another strong performance from a defense that's only allowed 7 points. All season.
And he's trapped in the backfield, reverses field. He's going to be called all the way back at the 43-yard line. That's another 7-yard loss.
For Minden, this season's been a far cry from their 11 straight wins last year. Sam Dunn finds his Whippets below the 500 mark. To the Cornhusker Power Broadcast booth we go. Mike Will and Jim Purcell have the call. It's the Adams Central Patriots and the Minden Whippets on 1230 KHAS.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Cooper Field. We're in Minden tonight for high school football and 1230 KHAS. The Adams Central Patriots ranked number 2 in Class B this week, getting set to take on, or actually Class C1, Adams Central Class C1 this year, taking on the Minden Whippets tonight. They come in with a mark of 2 wins and 3 losses. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. They're good enough, I think, Jimmy, to play in Class B. The Patriots are rolling along 5 straight wins here to begin the season.
Well, they really are, and we talked about it just a few minutes ago. It doesn't matter what class they're in. Bill Carlin, just year in and year out, is able to take the squad that that has not graduated and mold them together in the offseason and bring them into a star performers, and that's been the case here. Jake Fowler was a big part of the team last year. He has been injured a couple of games, but still 625 yards on the season for Fowler. He will get to 1,000 yards by the time this season's over. I look for a huge night for Jake Fowler tonight. Creighton Reed also doing the starting roles last year with a splitting time, but getting the main role tonight. And he has been a big part of this Adams Central offense. But Adams Central, again, year in, year out, continues to just put the school on the map, and they are rated number 2 in C2 right behind Norfolk Catholic.
The Patriots have got 4 shutouts so far this year, 3 in a row. And really the 7 points they gave up was not on defense this year.
Yeah, that was a game that we did against Wilbur Claytonia where Creighton Reed just threw a screen pass over to the left side and the defensive back jumped the route perfectly, picked the ball off and took it in 51 yards for the touchdown. That's the only touchdown that Adams Central has given up this year. And, boy, Bill Carlin hangs his hat on defense, and his coaching staff and the players have done a tremendous job so far this season.
Yeah, so the Patriots have gone 20 quarters without allowing a single point this year on defense, and they have a tough ball club to face here tonight in Minden. Their record maybe not as flashy as in the past, especially last year when they strung together those wins. They got into the state playoffs and made some noise. Minden is sitting at 2-3 on the season, open up the year with a loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, who is still undefeated. By the way, they took them into overtime before losing 24-23. Then he picked up a couple of wins over Fillmore Central and Sandy Creek before dropping their last 2 games to Gothenburg and to Kearney Catholic. So Minden is 2-3 on the season. Adams Central coming in here, a record of 5 wins and no losses. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central on offense here tonight will go with Creighton Reed at quarterback, 5'10", 180, and a senior. Your running back will be Jake Fowler, 5'10", 195, and a senior. Jack Berry gets a start at the fullback spot, 5'9", 180, and a junior. Wide receiver Blake Overmiller, 6'3", 175, and a senior. Other wide out will be Cole Rosvet, 6'1", 170, and a senior. Your tight end will be Jesse Ackerman, 6'3", 210, and a senior. The offensive line doing the job this year for AC. Good group here. Josh Nienheiser at center, 6'1", 210, and a senior. At guard will be Lathan Schmidt, 6'2", 200-pound senior, and Easton Allers, 6'1", 190, and a senior. And your tackles will be Nathan Heinrichs, a 6'4", 240-pound senior, and also Connor Munger, 6'1", 190, and a senior. Adams Central on defense here tonight. We'll go with Heinrichs, also Schmidt, Allers, and Munger across the front. Your four linebackers will be Ackerman, Jack Berry, also Cole Rosvedt, and Buzz Niederklein. Niederklein 5'9", 175, and a junior. In the defensive secondary, you've got Blake Overmiller, Jake Fowler, and Derek Lanowski. For the Minden Whippets on offense tonight, they will go with Jonas Lovin at quarterback here tonight. Lovin, 190-pound junior. Ryan Carmosto will be one of the running backs, 165-pound senior. And it will be Bryson Holston, the other running back for the Whippets, 195 and a sophomore. Quinn Rutt will also be back there, 180 and a junior. Chase Shelton will be a wide receiver, 130 and a senior. Landon Lemke will be the other wide receiver at tight end, 165 and a senior. Harrison Holmes across the front at tackle, 235 and a junior. The other tackle will be Mitch Moeller, 270 and a junior. Sam Feist will be a guard for Minden, 195 and a senior. The other guard will be Keith Bendix, 215 and a sophomore. And your center will be Colton Barton, a 210-pound junior. Minden on defense here tonight. We'll go with Lemke, also Harrison Holmes, Mueller, and Nielsen. Alex Nielsen across the front. Your linebackers will be Carmosta, Quinn Rutt, and also Sam Feist. And in the defensive secondary, Austin Carlson, Jacob Choquette, Jonas Lovin, and Chase Shelton in the ballgame tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. Temperatures at 45 degrees here at game time. The first time we've had to pull out the gloves and the winter coat and the jackets and the blankets and everything else here tonight. 45 degrees, the game time temp. But the wind's out of the northwest at about 8 miles per hour. Take a look at the injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes the natural approach is the best approach for your optimal health and achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from one of the area's most trusted chiropractors, Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic, located at 321 North Burlington in Hastings and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com. For the Adams Central Patriots, the frontline players, a clean slate here tonight. Adams Central has been banged up a little bit throughout the year. But the coach says everybody is back up to snuff here, at least close. You got your normal bumps and bruises for the Patriots, but none of the frontline players are going to miss the football game here tonight. That's good news for Bill Carlin and the Patriots. Your injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care at 321 North Burlington in Hastings. So we got the first taste of fall now, Jimmy. We've got the cool weather here, and it's now set for football time. We've got the smoke coming up from the cooker downstairs, and now it's football weather here.
Well, it really is, and I, matter of fact, was off today, and I'm in my backyard. The first signs of snowflakes for about a couple of minutes fell, at least at my house. I know there are some other people around the Hastings community that seen some snow flurries today, but yeah, everybody down in front of us with the stocking hats, blankets, winter coats, we don't need them. We managed to bring the heater along. And before we get out of here, I will have sweat rolling down my forehead, I'm sure, as we have got the heater cranked up. We will have no problem here tonight. We talked about Adams Central, Jake Fowler having a big year again for Bill Carlin. Another guy in the Hastings Tribune area, in the one of the top running backs, is number 14, Ryan Carmosta. You talked about him earlier, 66 carries, 417 yards on the season. So he will be a guy Adams Central will have to be aware of where he is at offensively. And then also Jonas Lovin does a great job triggering this offense here for Sam Dunn as we see Jake Fowler into the football, and we are underway.
All right, Ekstrom is going to grab the ball here for the Minden Whippets at the 10-yard line, back to the 15, to the 20, out to the 23-yard line. Patrick Herman down on special teams to make the play there for Adams Central. So the Whippets going to have the ball here first. What Minden wants to do, they want to control the clock most of the way here tonight. They figure if they can limit Adams Central to a possession or two per quarter, that's going to be in their favor. So they want long, time-consuming drives, and, boy, you're going to have to move the football against a very good defense that hasn't given up a point in the 20 quarters. So that'll be a tough chore here for Sam Dunn and the Whippets.
Yeah, and actually, on the kickoff here, we got an Adams Central Patriot down across the way. I can't quite get a number, but exactly, it's going to be tough going. Last year, as you had mentioned, Minden going through the season, having a tremendous year, getting knocked out of the semifinals by a team we mentioned in the pregame show, Norfolk Catholic. I believe you went up and and covered that game, but Minden was knocked out of the semifinals. Sam Dunn has done a great job here in Minden, being able to build some pretty good teams this year, maybe not as good as the one, obviously, last year. But this is going to be a tall order for Sam Dunn and his crew tonight to try to overcome this powerful Adams Central team. They are just kind of up and running like a good steamed locomotive. And we see that was that Patrick Herman that was injured on the play, and he's being assisted off the field. Bill Carlin came out to check on him, but he's walking off under his own power. Good to see.
So Patrick Herman, the injured player here for Adams Central on the opening kickoff of the ball game. The other school is also in action tonight as far as Hastings is concerned. Hastings High playing at home tonight against the 8th-ranked team in Class B, the McCook Bison. That's their third-rated team in the last 4 weeks that Rick Rebarger and the Tigers will face tonight. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks on the road tonight in Oxford as they play Southern Valley. So the first offensive play of the ball game here is they're going to hand the ball away. They're going to try to take it right up the gut, and that's going to go absolutely nowhere as they hand the ball away. And I'm throwing for about a 3-yard loss there as Adams Central is in on it in a hurry. And that's Lathan Schmidt. And also a Niederklein in there for Adams Central. A loss of a couple of yards are going to give them a forward progress to the 23. So it's going to be a loss of 1. Second down and 11 yards to go. Minden working from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play. The Whippets in their purple jerseys here tonight with their silver pants. Adams Central in their road uniforms tonight, their silver pants, their white tops, trimmed and lettered in blue. There's a snap here as they get it to Jonas Levin, the quarterback. He's going to try to carry it himself, and he's going to be snowed under. Levin's snowed under back here at the 21-yard line. So two plays here for the Adams Central Patriot defense, and they have flat gotten the job done. That's Connor Munger on top of the quarterback there, Jonas Levin, and now it's third down and 13 yards to go.
Well, and if Sam Dunn wants to try to eliminate this Adams Central offense from being on the field, he's going to have a better performance from his guys offensively. Two rushing plays, loss of 4 yards, that one there. Jonas Levin tried to take it off left end, and again, too many white jerseys there. It is a third down and long. We'll call it third and 14.
Levin wants to throw the ball, looks right side. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Not a very good pass there. It hits the turf. The intended receiver was Isaac Carlson. So the Minden Whippets will go three plays and out, Jimmy, on their first offensive possession, and that's not the start that the Whippets wanted here tonight against AC.
No, it's not. And again, they want to keep this high-powered offense of Adams Central off the field, and that's not a good start there defensively. Adams Central doing what they have done all year long, a lot of penetration through the holes, able to bring down a couple of running backs for some losses on the play. And now it'll be Minden putting away. It'll be Jake Fowler and Buzz Niederklein. They'll stand inside the 40-yard line.
Here comes the punt here by the Minden Whippets. High end of the air. It's going to bounce at the 48-yard line across the 50 inside Patriot territory. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 47. So that's a punt of about 33 yards on the play there by Landon Lemke, the punter for Minden. He averages 39 on the season. But Adams Central, boy, you give them a great field position here for their opening drive. They'll start this one at their own 47-yard line.
Well, I think Bill talked about it in the pregame show. He watched the film from last week against Kearney Catholic, and they would bring several stunts, several blitzes, try to confuse the offense. But then Kearney Catholic, if they got a guy loose out into the secondary, once he got past the main string of guys, they would run a big play. So, again, look for Jake Fowler to have a huge night tonight.
Here's Fowler. He's going to get a carry on the first snap from the line of scrimmage as he spins his way out to the 50-yard line. So they run the Maryland I formation, and Fowler takes the ball up to the 50-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards on the play here for the Patriots. So they go with a double tight end set there. And they might be in this set all night as they go right at the Minden Whippet defense here this evening.
Well, and I don't think between the two teams tonight we will see possibly 17, 18 passes between the two quarterbacks. They don't throw it a lot coming in. They rely on everything on the ground game. And we see Adams Central again, second down and about 7 in the Maryland I.
They're going to fake the ball down to Fowler. He wants to throw the ball. It's going to be caught here across the 50, 45, 40, down the sideline, 35. Still on his feet and run out of bounds down there at about the 31-yard line. Cole Rosvet is the guy who's on the receiving end of that one. Minden, Jimmy, you see the box. They had 9 guys within a couple of yards of the line of scrimmage. That time they went play-action pass as they faked the ball to Fowler. They go out to Rosvet. A nice pass completion. First down and 10 for the Pats.
Yeah, Rosvet just lined up right off the left tackle there. Run about a 7-yard down-and-out pattern. Reed hits him right in stride. Takes it 17 yards downfield. The first down. And AC on the march early. They've got the ball at the 33-yard line.
Wide receivers go left and right. Creighton Reed is in the gun here. He turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Fowler. He slides through there across the 35, still on his feet, down to the 30-yard line, and finally brought down at about the 29. Mitch Moeller, the defensive tackle, 270 pounds and a junior, Hops in the back of Fowler, but a nice gain right up the pipe there. As Fowler takes the ball down to the 29.5-yard line, we'll call it a pickup of 3 yards on the play, second down and seven.
That's what makes it so tough about Jake Fowler. Not real tall, but very powerful. His legs are really strong, and it takes two or three guys to bring him down. He keeps spinning and churning, picks up good yardage, second down and short here.
There's a reverse play, comes to this side, 30. 25-yard line, that's Rosvet, run out of bounds to the 20, inside the 20, down to about the 19-yard line. Cole Rosvet moves the ball down to the 19. He is tackling the play and run out of bounds there by Isaac Carlson, the defensive back here on this side. But the Patriot offensive machine is up and rolling here on the opening series of this ball game. No score. We're at the 9:14 mark of the first quarter.
Good blocking downfield. I believe that was Marcus Brown out there opening up a nice seam on the outside as Rosvet picks up 7 yards. It's been Fowler and Rosvet so far. Second first down, they've got the ball in the red zone right at the 20.
Here's Fowler again off a left tackle. He takes it to the 20. He's at the 15-yard line, puts his head down. It's like a scrum as they move the ball down to about the 12 or 13-yard line. So Jake Fowler carrying the mail here in the opening possession of this ball game has got the Patriots inside the red zone for the first time tonight. They move it down to about the 11-yard line where the Patriots will be looking at a third down situation. They're second down and about two to go for the first down, second and two. The 12-yard line. Ross Bennett is your wide receiver, split to the left side. That's Overmiller coming to the right side as your wide receiver. They're going to run the ball, keep it on the ground. Fowler again, he spins at the 12. He falls forward to the 11, maybe to the 10-yard line. Quinn Rutt, the inside linebacker, making the stop there for the Whippets. He's their leading tackler on the season. He's got 39 tackles coming into this football game. He makes a stop there on Fowler, but now Adam Central looking at a very manageable third down and one situation.
Well, and you got the big guys up front. This Adam Central offensive line, they don't get a lot of talk about during a broadcast, but they've done a great job. Jake Fowler loves running behind him, and look for something right up the middle here as the Maryland Ice set here for Creighton Reed.
All right, double tight ends. Creighton Reed turns, and now we got this one being blown dead here. Got a penalty flag. Penalty flag on the far side of the field. And we will see here as the officials will confer.
Actually, Adam Central, I thought it was going to go on the defense. There was a couple of guys in purple jerseys jumped across the line of scrimmage, but someone up front was guilty of movement. That'll cost the Patriots 5 and push them back. It'll be third down and about 5 yards to go. Early scores coming in. Sutton is on top of Donovan from Trumbull, 6-0. And what's that guy's name back at the studio? He may know what he's talking about. Grand Island Northwest 7, the Aurora Huskies nothing.
Wow, the upset special here tonight. Third down and 5.5 yards to go for Adams Central as they hand the ball away to Fowler. Flips outside, trying to get there as he leans forward to the 13 to the 12. He dives forward to about the 10-yard line. We'll see the official spot the football. They'll mark it just inside the 10. That should be enough for a first down. And now we got, the chains coming in off of the far side for a measurement there on the far side for Adams Central. So we've got to bring in the official chain gang. It's the Jeb Brandt Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang as they bring in the chains, and they didn't have to look at that one very long. They was right there on that sideline. They say, yeah, that's a first down.
Yeah, Fowler got to the outside and then just dove with the football in one hand, was able to get it right there at the down marker. Picks up 6 yards. Now Fowler, 5 carries and 25 yards. The Patriots with a first down just inside the 10.
Here's a Fowler again. Looks inside. He's at the 5-yard line. He dives for the end zone touchdown. Fowler takes it in from 10 yards out. Just like that, Adams Central, like a machine, takes the ball right down the field. They score with 7:19 to play here in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Adams Central.
Well, and again, went right off left tackle there. Just a simple handoff, a good blocking job by the guys on the left side. Jake Fowler spins at about the 5-yard line, just froze a defender, was able to take it in untouched. So 10-yard touchdown run by Jake Fowler. The Patriots now, Jake Fowler with 35 yards on 6 carries on that drive. That is the first drive of the night, and it'll be AC attempting the PAT. Vorderstrauss, I believe, Jake Fowler will be in to do the kicking duties tonight.
All right, over Miller would kneel. Jake Fowler is going to try the PAT. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good by Fowler as Adams Central scores first here in this football game. 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 7-0.
Important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Cooper Field in Minden. Like we said, it's our first taste of fall here tonight. Temperature at 45 degrees at game time. Expected to be down around 30 degrees before this thing is all said and done with here tonight. Northwest winds at 8 miles per hour. But, hey, this is football weather now. We've got the winter jackets out. We've got the smoke coming up from the pit downstairs. And you've brought the heater along. We got that thing cranked up here in the fifth game of the season?
Yeah, we will probably be cranking the thermostat down a little bit. It's probably... I'm guessing it's running 81, 82 degrees in here right now. I'll be shedding clothes, but it's hot up here, and it's hot on the field. Adam Central, first drive, 53 yards, eight plays, capped off by a Jake Fowler 10-yard run. Patriots out in front, 7-0.
Here's a short kickoff, fielded at a 30, 35, 40, 45, still on his feet, out to the 50-yard line, inside Patriot territory, 49, 48, 47, 46-yard line, and brought down there. Running the ball back there was Quinn Rutt of Minden. He was a short man. He picked it up, and then he just kind of took it right up to the center of the field. Adam Central was jumping all over him there, but he moved the stack all the way across to 50 inside Patriot territory, the 47-yard line. Finally, the Patriots bring him down there, but a nice return by the Whippets.
Not a very good kick by Jake Fowler. Only went down to about the 33, 34-yard line, and then Quinn Rutt brings it right upfield. He was initial contact. Was on the other side of the 50 at the 45. He picks up another eight, and they're into Patriot territory.
All right, here's that double wing set now as they push the ball away to Carmosta. He tries to swing it right side, and he's going to be brought down right at the 46-yard line. A pickup of only 1 yard on the play. They run this double wing set. They'll go pitch right. They'll go pitch left. That'll be a majority of their offense out of this double wing set. Occasionally, they'll give Jonas Levin a chance to throw the ball. Levin is only 27 out of 65 this year, throwing the ball for 464 yards and four touchdowns. So Minden predominantly a running ball club. And they go back with this double wing set again. Second down at about 8 yards to go from the 45-yard line. They pitch it and come the other way. Breaks it outside across the 50 down to the 45-yard line. As they bring the ball to the 45, that's a Rutt, I think, carrying the ball there. The tackle is made by Blake Overmiller for the Adams Central Patriots. So two running plays, they net about 7 yards. Minden Whippets now looking at a third down and three situation from the Adams Central 40-yard line.
We'll give Quinn Rutt 5 yards on that. He was able to get around left end and then made a cut back up the center of the field before the linebackers were able to get a hold of him, but a nice gain there. And it's a third down, and we'll call it about 3 yards to go here. The ball, as you said, right at the 40-yard line of AC.
All right, Minden working from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play. Now we got some movement up there. We got some movement. That's going to be Mitch Muller, number 68. He is the tackle on the left side. When he moves, the earth moves at 270 pounds and a junior.
Wow, he is a big boy. Looking at the Minden roster, they've got several guys that are 250-plus. Some big, big boys. They're young. But Sam Dunn likes to call a timeout here, so we'll get timeout on the field.
All right, timeout on the field. We're in the first quarter, 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the opening period. The score, Adams Central 7, Minden nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Minden looking at third down here. Third down and long, at about 8 yards to go. Here's a pitch play to Rutt. Rutt across the 50, or the 45 to the 40, down to about the 39-yard line. Still going to be short of a first down. Ryan Carmosta carrying the ball, or rather a Rutt carrying the ball. Quinn Rutt carrying the ball down to about the 38, where it's going to bring up a fourth down situation here for the Dogs. Fourth down at about 2 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by Jesse Ackerman for EC.
Well, basically Rutt getting the 5 yards back. The Minden had lost on the motion penalty, and Sam Dunn will go for it. We've seen Sam Dunn gamble quite a bit in different games that we have done throughout the years, but this one here, a no-brainer, fourth down and short here for the Whippets.
From the 38-and-a-half-yard line of Adams Central, double wing set. They're going to go with the quarterback sneak with Jonas Levin. I don't think he got there. Jonas Lovin had to move the ball down to about the 37-yard line, and I don't think he made it as he runs right into Jack Berry, the inside linebacker for AC. The officials looking to the far sideline. We'll see where they spot the football. They needed about 2.5 yards, and now once again they're going to bring in the Jeb Brandt Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang from the far sideline to check this out. Gino says no, they didn't make it.
I don't think they did either. It was Jonas Levin just tried to go in right behind his center, and he got a good yard across the line of scrimmage. But again, Jack Berry coming in hard from his linebacker position just stoned Levin, and they'll stretch the chains right here. I don't think they made it.
No, it's going to be short. In fact, it's not even close. It's going to be short, and the Minden Whip has turned the ball over on downs here in the first quarter, already trailing in the ball game on a score of 7-0 with 5:04 to play in the first quarter. So now you give the ball back to this high-powered offense from AC, and they will work with it here late in the first quarter.
Well, and it was, 53 yards on the last drive. They're going to have the better part of about 63 yards to go this time. And EC offensively will trot back onto the field. It was a lot of Jake Fowler and a lot of Cole Rosfett on that. One of the biggest plays on that last drive was the 17-yard gain from Reed to Rosfett. And we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do. An update in that Donovan Trumbull Sutton game. A good game going on. It's now DT 8, Sutton 6.
That's going to be a shootout, I think, in Sutton tonight. Good ball game in Class C2. 7-0 is the score here. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots send wide receivers right and left. Here's a pitch play. Fowler again. Fowler takes it to the 35, 36, 37. Penalty flags go down. Fowler is knocked down after about a 2-yard gain. Penalty flags are down, and this is in the area of a hold. That's the case. A holding call on the Patriots.
And I believe Jesse Ackerman, a little extracurricular activity with his defender. They were locked up, and he just kind of took him and threw him to the ground right there in front of the white cap. And that's going to cost the Patriots as Fowler took it off the left side. He only picked up about a half a yard. So a good job defensively by Minden. But now the football is going to be marked all the way back to the 22-yard line where they've got to bring the football all the way out to the 46-yard line to get a first down. So a first and long here for AC.
Adams Central averages only 41.4 yards in penalties per ball game. They get a big penalty here as they move the ball back to the 23-yard line. Now Creighton Reed will be in the pistol set with wide receivers left and right. Here's another penalty flag. So the Patriots shooting themselves on the foot here in their second possession. There's an illegal procedure call on the Patriots.
Well, that'll cost them 5, so that's going to move the football back to the 17-yard line now. So, again, Adams Central going in the wrong direction, fellas. We've got to get it going over here to the right as, again, the original line of scrimmage is at about the 36-yard line. So AC in a deep hole here.
Yeah, first down and 30 yards to go after a couple of penalties there on Adams Central. Patriots moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter. Adams Central out on top by a score of 7-0. Pistols sent again. Creighton Reed waiting for the ball here as he's got a play action pass. Reed wants to throw it. Throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught and dropped by Overmiller out here at about the 30-yard line. So a down and out for Blake Overmiller. They tried to thread a needle there with the quarterback, Creighton Reed, who was throwing a little bit too far. Overmiller couldn't hang on to it. Incomplete pass. It's now second down and 30 yards to go. Probably not a lot on Bill Carlin's play chart here at second and 30.
Well, exactly, and I didn't figure there would be a lot of passing coming into this game with the running backs with Fowler and also Buzz Niederklein in there, but that one there, way wide of Blake Overmiller. Blake coming in the ball game with just 8 receptions on the season, 164 yards. But the ball's incomplete, second down and 30. Ball still at the 17-yard line.
Fowler is in the backfield here with a spread set now. As a Creighton Reed wants to throw, moves to his left, fires the ball downfield. It's going to be caught here at the 45-yard line. 40, 35, 30, down the sideline, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Blake Overmiller catches the ball just across the midfield stripe, Jimmy. And now we got a late penalty flag down here. Back upfield, but I think this one is going to count as Overmiller is into the end zone for the score. But we'll check out the late penalty flag that occurred after the touchdown.
Well, if it is good, it'll go 83 yards as it stands. We'll wait to for the call here from the white cap. But again, Creighton Reed was going to throw it out to the left flats to Jesse Ackerman. And then he seen Blake Overmiller down the field right in front of the Adams Central bench. It's going to be a personal foul. We know that. and it'll go against Menden. So the 83-yard touchdown pass will stand. Anyway, Blake Overmiller in front of the Adams Central bench was able to shake loose from his defender, and then as he turned and made a diving attempt of his ankles, there was nobody around that was going to catch Blake Overmiller. So that quick, it was a second and 30 yards to go, and the AC cracks off a 83-yard touchdown pass, and they now lead the ball game 13-0.
Wow, that's a backbreaker for the Minden defense. You got them backed up, second down and 30, and they throw an 83-yard touchdown pass for the score. 13-0 is the count now. Adams Central is out on top. Fowler will stay in there for the extra point. So Adams Central has struck twice here in the first quarter. Ball is down, kick is up, and the extra point goes sailing toward the uprights, and it is good. So Fowler is 2-for-2 on extra points here in this ball game. We've got 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Adams Central 14, Minden nothing.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Two possessions, two touchdowns here tonight. Adams Central has got the lead over Minden, and now they're going to march off the penalty here against the Whippets with a personal foul on that touchdown run from the completed pass from Creighton Reed to Blake Overmiller. So Adams Central actually kick off from the 45-yard line of Minden. Be a great place for an onside kick here.
Well, it really would be. Jake Fowler had a very short kick the last time, so we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do. I really doubt that you'll see Bill try an onside kick, but stranger things have happened. AC, 10 offensive plays in the ballgame so far, 142 yards as Fowler kicks it deep.
They're going to field the ball at about the 2-yard line, back to the center of the field, a 10, 15. He's at the 20, 25, and out to about the 27-yard line. And Carmosta bringing the ball back. Tackle is made in there on special teams by Derek Lanowski of Adams Central. So, 28-yard line will be the starting spot here for Minden. They've had, a couple of possessions so far and not much offense against this Adams Central D so far.
Seven offensive plays, 8 yards. Eight total yards. They had a three and out, and they went four and out the last set of downs as they went for it on fourth down. And we'll see Jonas Levin up under center.
Here's a pitch play that's going to be Carmosta sweeping right side, 30, out to about the 33-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 5 yards in the play. This is the style of ball that Minden wants to play. Like we said, they pitch left and pitch right. They want to hang on to the football, control the clock, grind the ball out here against the Adams Central defense, but it's easier said than done. Second down at about 5 yards to go. Minden has got the ball now at their own 33-yard line, moving from their right to our left here. And this is the first quarter of play. Double wing set again. Now he pitched the ball to this side. That's a rut with the ball. Slides through there across the 35 to the 40, out to the 43-yard line. That's a first down for the Whippets. So a first down for the Whippets on a couple of running plays. Jesse Ackerman in the stop there for Adams Central. So that was a nice run there by Quinn Rutt, the 180-pound junior for the Dogs, and it's a first down for the Whippets.
First down of the night for Minden, and on the gain, the biggest gain from the line of scrimmage. That one goes for 9 yards for Quinn Rutt. Picked up a nice block from his quarterback, Jonas Levin, and was able to get through a seam on the left side, pick up good yardage, and his first down.
Here's the inside handoff to the fullback. That's going to be Bryson Holston with the ball. He didn't get many carries on the night, but he gets that one there as he pops it around the middle there across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 4 yards on the play there for the Whippets. We'll call it second down at about 6 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central's Nate Schrock, who's into the ball game now. Schrock, a big 295-pound junior for Bill Carlin and the Patriots. So second down here, we'll call it 5 yards to go. Clock running at 2:53 mark of the first quarter. Double wing set here for the Whippets, two tight ends. Now coming in motion is going to be Runt. They fake the ball to him. They want to throw the football. Jonas Levin comes to the near side. His pass is going to be incomplete. May have been tipped there on the sideline by Ackerman of Adams Central. So incomplete pass, third down and 5 yards to go.
Well, and Lovin had landed Lemke running downfield, but Blake Overmiller locked up. He was right in his hip pocket. He tried to come to Kermost over here on the sidelines in front of the Minden bench, but again, good coverage downfield by the AC defense, so it's going to bring up a third down and about 5 yards to go. This offense is just almost identical to what the Scottsbluff Bearcats run. We have seen that when they come to Hastings and play the Tigers.
All right, third down and 5 yards to go from the 48. Here's a pitch play. Carmost is sweeping right side. He's hitting down. He goes. Big, big play there. Guess who? Jesse Ackerman again. Ackerman, the leading tackler on this Adams Central defense, with a big stick there on Ryan Carmosta as he brings him down back here at the 48-yard line of Minden. And that one is fourth down here for the Dogs. Fourth down and about 7 yards to go. And again, Minden will have to punt the football away.
Well, and Jesse Ackerman come from the backside there. He was a shot out of a cannon, and he got in there and was able to pound down Carmosta. A couple of yard loss there for Minden, so it brings up fourth down punting situation. And I believe that's Overmiller and Fowler back deep for AC.
Yep, Overmiller comes to the near side. Here's the kick. It's an end-over-end kick and not very good. It comes to the near sideline. It's going to be out of bounds. So now the officials will walk up the sideline like the little statue on Price is Right, and we'll have the officials stopping right here at the 40-yard line.
Well, we'll give him 13 yards, 13 yards on the punt. The Patriots have scored from 53 yards out. They just scored on an 83-yard touchdown pass play from Reed to Overmiller, and now the Patriots have the football at their own 40-yard line, so 60 yards away from pay dirt. Still plenty of time in the first quarter. 1:57, the clock has stopped, but the ACI offense has looked impressive so far.
All right, Buzz Niederklein now into the ball game as a wide receiver. They split him out to the left side. Creighton Reed will stand in the pistol set as they hand the ball away to Rosbett. A little reverse play, shakes a couple of tacklers, and he runs into the Minden defense, and a nice play there by the Dogs as they rip down their Rosbett for a loss back here to the 34-yard line, a loss of 6 yards on the play here as they go with that little reverse to Cole Rosbett, and the tackle is made in there by the Minden Whippets on defense. And making the stop there for Minden was number 43, Paul Carlson, is into the ball game now. Carlson, a 180-pound senior for Sam Dunn and the Whippets.
Scores coming in across the state. Grand Island Northwest, as we said, 7-0. Leaders over Aurora. McCook has jumped on top of Hastings High, 7-0. And then that Donovan Trumbull game, it is now DT. Donovan Trumbull, 14, Sutton, 6.
Here's a handoff to Fowler, 35-40, 45-50. Inside Dog territory to the 45, to the 44-yard line. Jake Fowler just rips off another one. Isaac Carlson hangs on for dear life to finally bring him down to the turf. But Adams Central has got another first down. So they're in second down and long. Hey, no problem. We'll just hand the ball away to Fowler, and he picks up more than enough for a first down as he moves the ball down to the Whippet 44-yard line and a first down for EC.
Fowler now 46 yards on 7 carries. He just rips off 21 yards right up the middle of this Minden defense. And the Patriots now into Minden territory down at the 44-yard line.
Here's a man coming in motion. That's Rosbett. Creighton Reed wants to throw the ball, holds on to it. Yeah, he's going to run with it. He's at the 45. He is crushed at the 46, gets away at the 45, and approaches the 41, and down he goes. So Creighton Reed couldn't find anybody downfield, finally slips a couple of tacklers, and finally decides to run with the football as he takes it down to the 41. That's going to be a pickup of about 4 yards in a play. Tackle is made in there by Landon Lemke for the Minden Whippets defense. Now we got an injured player on the play here is... I got somebody coming to the sidelines here from Minden, and he's not on the roster. Oh, there's always one of them. There's always one of them when we come. So he's on the sidelines now. If your son's wearing 42, he's on the sidelines. Double tight ends, Maryland I formation, handoff again to Fowler. Bounces outside, 45-40, 35-30, 25 down the sideline, 20, 15, and he's run out of bounds. Fowler's just got so much speed. He gets outside, finally knocked out of bounds over there by Isaac Carlson. Again, the defensive back on that right side. AC's got another first down. 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central already leading this ball game by a score of 14-0.
Fowler now with 68 yards now on 8 carries. Again, he gets to the outside. He made it around the corner. That one there goes for 26, so two consecutive carries for Fowler in the ball game, a 21 and a 26-yard gain, and the Patriots have their fourth first down of the night. They get the football in the red zone again. They've got it at the 18 of Minden.
Double tight ends in a Maryland I formation here. Creighton Reed again is going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Niederklein this time, and Niederklein is brought down back here to the 20-yard line, a loss of 2 yards in a play. So Buzz Niederklein down to the ball game for Adams Central. Niederklein not having a bad year either. 81 carries, 409 yards coming into this ball game tonight. He's got to 6 touchdowns, and now that's going to be the end of the first quarter to play. So both teams will let the clock expire here in the first quarter. So it comes to a screeching halt. Quarter number one here tonight at Cooper Field in Minden. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 14, Minden nothing.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Cooper Field here tonight. Our game brought to you in part by Long John Silvers out of Minden. Also by First Bank and Trust of Minden and by Miller Body Shop.
First quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. Find him on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. For the Minden Whippets in that first quarter, they only were able to operate 12 offensive plays for 24 total yards, 0-2 passing and 10 carries for 24 yards. One first down for the Minden offense in that first quarter. AC, they're on fire. They're like a steam engine. Creighton Reed, 2-3 passing, 100 yards, an 83-yard touchdown pass in that first quarter. The Patriots, 12 carries and 84 yards, so 184 yards of total offense, four first downs. And I recorrect Jake Fowler's numbers, 8 carries, 72 yards in that first quarter. And I may be very close to that number that I posted on the board right in front of you. We'll see what happens. Fowler back into the ballgame here as we get underway in quarter number two.
All right, second down and 12 yards. The ball is sitting at the 20-yard line of Minden. Adams Central working from our right to our left here in quarter two. Hand off to Fowler. Gets outside 15 down to the 10-yard line and brought down there. Tackle is made in there by the Whippets. That's Jacob Choquette, the 155-pound junior. Off on the back of Fowler as he moves the ball from the 20. And we see where they spot the ball. It's going to be close to the 10-yard line. It's going to be a third down and two situation. They got to move the ball inside the 10 for the first down. So AC comes up to the line of scrimmage here on third down and about 2 yards to go from the Minden 10-yard line. Maryland I formation again, double tights, handoff again to Fowler looking to get outside. Fowler spins to the 12. He takes it to the 10, falls forward to the 9-yard line. And again, it's going to be very close to a first down over there at about the 9. I think he's going to be about a yard short of a first down. The officials will look to the far sideline. And they will give him a fourth down call here. R.J. Watson into the stop there for the Minden Whippets. So Adams Central now looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and a yard to go. Line of scrimmage is sitting right at the 9-yard line of Minden. They got to move the ball just inside the 8 for the first down. And now we got a field goal attempt coming up here as Jake Fowler will try a field goal attempt. I think Bill Carlin's going to have maybe second thoughts about this one. They line up for the field goal, which will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. But Bill Carlin says, with a 14-0 lead, I might try this.
Well, exactly. You've got that big offensive line in front of you. I smell a Creighton Reed, possibly a quarterback sneak. We'll see what happens. But Bill Carlin talking it over on that far sidelines.
High school football here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're at Cooper Field in Minden. We'll keep it right here. That's going to be a short timeout as Bill Carlin will talk with his troops on the far sideline with his coaching staff upstairs. And they'll decide here on fourth down and a yard. Actually, it's a little less than a yard. The ball is sitting right at the 9-yard line. So fourth down and less than a yard to go here for the Patriots. As Adams Central looks to add to their score, this one is already out in top 14-0 here in this contest.
Well, and Adams Central almost to the 200-yard mark of total offense in this ballgame, and we have just begun the second quarter. But again, AC doing a great job in all phases, running the football, blocking. They're getting hats on a hat, opening up some nice holes, and Fowler having a big night so far.
Tonight's game under the lights is brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all commercial, industrial, or residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757, or you can search online at KriegerElectric.com. AC will go for it on fourth down and a yard to give the ball to Fowler. He's going to take the ball around the right end. He's into the end zone for the touchdown, but he got a penalty flag down. Nobody touched Jake Fowler as he got into the end zone from 10 yards out, but we got a holding call at Adams Central. So they score on fourth down and a yard from the 9.5-yard line as Fowler takes it around the right end. Nobody touches him, but we got a holding call out there, and that's another penalty on AC. Very uncharacteristic of an Adams Central football team. Jesse Ackerman could be the guilty party out there on the edge.
Yeah, and it really didn't even need to happen as Fowler got to the outside very quickly again with his speed. And Ackerman had the defender's arm hooked underneath of his, and that was where the flag. So now we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do now. They're back out to the 21-yard line. They'll go for it again. So a touchdown brought off the board due to a holding call. Fifth penalty of the night for AC.
Fourth down and 14 yards to go now for Adams Central. Here's Creighton Reedy, backs up, surveys the field, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught and then dropped down there. Caught and dropped at about the 5-yard line. That would have been enough for a first down. They went right across the middle. I think that was Ackerman over there. Brother Blake Overmiller down there at about the 5-yard line. He had it in his hands and dropped it. R.J. Watson back in coverage there for the Minden Whippets. So the Dogs keep the Patriots off of the scoreboard. And the score remains at 14-0 in favor of Adams Central.
Boy, and Overmiller coming across the middle of the field at about the 3-yard line. Very sure-handed. That ball was delivered perfectly right in the hands. And that one there very easily could have been considered a catch and a fumble. It almost looked like he took a couple of steps before the ball went to the turf, but the Patriots failed to come away with anything.
Here's a sweep to Carmosta, right side, and nothing there, but white shirts. Again, he is snowed under here at about the, a 2 or 3 yard line. So we got another penalty flag down. Carmosta trying to come to the right side of the offensive set. He is snowed under after a couple of yard loss, and now we have got a holding call. We've got a holding call on the Minden Whippets. Harrison Holmes could be the guilty party here.
Well, that was a big defensive play there. Cole Rosfett was one of the guys in there. Cremosta took the pitch off the right side. He did not get it back to the line of scrimmage. A lot of penetration for the guys in the blue helmets and white jerseys tonight. They are playing very sound again here, and the football will be all brought all the way back to the 10-yard line, so they've got to get it all the way out just past the 30 for a first down.
First down and 21 yards to go here for the Minden Whippets as they are backed up on their end of the field here. Jonas Lovin up under center. He's going to turn, play action pass. Lovin wants to throw, throws it across the middle. It's tipped. Is it intercepted? Yes, it is. It is intercepted by Adams Central. That is Ackerman. He has got the ball at the 21-yard line. The pass across the middle. The intended receiver there for Minden was number 5, R.J. Watson. The ball was tipped. Ackerman grabs the ball. And the Patriots have it on the first turnover of the ball game at the Minden 21-yard line.
Well, this defense just continues to make it happen. The offense was not able to get the football into the end zone. They had a holding call, the incomplete pass, but again, the defense gets it back. Adams Central now has it at the 21-yard line, first and 10.
The Patriots now plus 13 for their turnover ratio so far this year. There's a pitch play to Fowler as he gets outside and now hops back into the center field. He's at the 15, at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown. Fowler takes it in again. He was not even touched, Jimmy, as he takes it in from 21 yards out. It was a sweep right side, and then as he got outside the numbers, he brought it back to the center field, and he walks his way, dances his way into the end zone, and it's 20-0 in favor of EC.
That was all Jake Fowler. Quick pitch off right tackle. He hurdles one player, then cuts it back the middle of the field, breaks free from another one. And again, a nice 21-yard touchdown run. Fowler now with 105 yards, one touchdown on 11 carries for AC. And it'll be, I believe, Fowler in to attempt the point after.
All right, so Jake Fowler has got a couple of touchdowns so far in this ball game, one of 10 yards, one of 21. He's hit a couple of extra points now. He's going to try his third one right here. Ball is down. The kick is up. The snap was bobbling a little bit as Overmiller gets her down, and the kick is up there. It's good. So the PAT is good. Fowler now 3-on-3 on PATs. We've got 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 21, Minden nothing.
Maybe it's the fresh-cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye. Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like."
1230 KHAS.
21-0 is the score. Adams Central out on top of Minden tonight. Tonight's ball game on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion, James, at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu.
Speaking of action at Hastings College, there is action tonight. Not going the way the Rick Rebarger would like to have. McCook Bison 14 and Hastings High nothing.
Here comes the kickoff. Going to be run back now by rut of Minden. He's across the 30, 35, out to about the 38, 39-yard line, and that's where the Minden Whippets will start. So the Whippets are fighting the going tough here, trying to run the football against this Adams Central Patriot defense. Adams Central hasn't given up a whole lot of yards this year on defense. 65 rushing yards per game, 14 passing yards per game. Adams Central giving up only 79.8 yards per ball game.
Well, it won't take long. I'll give you the numbers so far tonight for Minden. 0-3 passing, 1 interception, 10 rushing plays, 24 yards, 1 first down for Minden.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. The Whippets have the ball on their own 39.5 yard line. Pitch play goes to Carmosta across the 40, out to about the 43. So we'll give him a pickup of about 3 yards in a play. Tackle is made in there by Jesse Ackerman again, a 6'3", 210-pound senior linebacker for the Bats. That's his fourth tackle of the ball game. Second down and 6.
Well, there's probably a party back at the studio. The St. Louis Cardinals have defeated the Atlanta Braves 6-3. And in football action, those Northwest Vikings are out to a 14-0 lead over the Aurora Huskies.
There's a Carmosta again in a pitch play across the 45. He approaches the 48-yard line to the 49 before he's pulled down there by the Adams Central Patriot defense. And on the stop is Derek Lanowski for Adams Central. Also Jake Fowler, number 11, for the Pats secondary. A pickup of a couple of yards, and now Minden looking at a third down situation. Third down, we'll call it 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 48-yard line of Minden.
Donovan Tremble continues to lead Sutton. It's 14-6 in the second quarter. And another local team, Giltner, has a 12-0 lead over Pleasanton. That in the first quarter.
Third down and 2 from the 48-yard line. Here's a running play again to Carmosta. He's hitting down. He goes, and we got a penalty flag down. Tackle is made in there by Easton Ollers, the defensive tackle. 6'1", 190-pound senior, but again, a penalty flag is down. That was a loss of a couple of yards on a play, and a good job there by Easton Ollers for AC. I think the penalty is going to be a chop block here on Minden. Bill Carlin will probably decline this, and Adams Central will get the ball back again.
That'll be the fifth penalty on Minden here this evening. Sam Dunn out on the field. He wants an explanation from the officials, and he will get it. And he will not be happy, but it will bring up a...
Well, they're going to take the penalty here, so it's still going to be a third down, but they're going to march off a big penalty here against Adams or against Minden as they bring the ball back to the 37-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and long, third and about 13. That's not the situation you want to be in when you got an offense like Minden has.
No, running the double wing, they like to just pound the football out, and third and long is a very, very tough down. I don't know if they turn the playbook, if there's even a play that is set up for a double wing offense. We'll see what Sam Dunn elects to do. The last pass from Jonas Levin was intercepted by Jesse Ackerman.
Well, they're going to split out of that double wing set. This will be their spread set. Two wide receivers to the left and two wide receivers to the right. Jonas Levin wants to throw the ball. Looks right side. He throws it downfield. He's got a man out there. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Adams Central at the 38-yard line. Picking the ball off for AC was number 23, Blake Overmiller. Minden had a guy downfield, but that one was thrown right to Overmiller. I think that was, Isaac Carlson, who was running a right in the center of the field. Looked like he was going to be open, but the pass was delivered, and Blake Overmiller steps in front of that pass and picks it off. That's the second interception of the ball game for AC.
Second consecutive one on the from the arm of Jonas Levin. Again, good protection by the Minden line, but again, he threw it right in the middle and just out there kind of minding his own business. Playing center field, Blake Overmiller makes a nice catch. First and 10 for him. The 37-yard line.
Now Reed wants to throw. Throws it far side. It's going to be caught at the 50-yard line. Down to sideline 45. He stepped out of bounds. The catch is going to be good there as they get it to Blake Overmiller. Blake Overmiller as he hauls it in, but he steps out of bounds as he tried to take it down the sideline. That's going to be a first down for AC as they move the ball down to the 47-yard line of Minden. Going back to that interception, the second interception of the night for Adams Central. They now have 9 interceptions, 8 fumbles so far this year. They are plus 14 on their turnover margin, and that's pretty good.
Very good, and that's what Bill Carlin, his staff, likes to have. Boy, Blake Overmiller really setting the night on fire. 2 receptions, 98 yards. That one goes for 15 across midfield down to the 46-yard line.
Creighton Reed hands the ball away. That's going to be a Fowler again, 45, powering his way down to the 42, down to the 41-yard line. Holding on again for a dear life was R.J. Watson, number 5, for the Minden Whippets. We'll give him a pickup of 7 yards on the play. Second down and 3 yards to go. 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central already out on top by a score of 21-0. Patriots looking for their, 6th straight win here to begin the season.
Well, and they're looking good here again, tracking Jake Fowler's numbers. He's now at 112 yards of rushing, and AC comes the line of scrimmage here. Second down, we'll call it four for the Patriots.
Nothing fancy. They had double tight ends, Maryland I formation. Reed turns, hands the ball away to Fowler, puts his head down, crashes away across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Quinn Rutt. Also, Isaac Carlson for the Minden defense. But again, it's going to be Fowler getting very, very close to a first down here as they check to the far sideline, and they say, yep, that's a first down. Won't even bring in the chains as they will spot the football here at the 37. Adams Central moving from our right to our left here in quarter number two, leading 21-0.
First down number six for Adams Central on the evening, and over at Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings, it just continues to get darker. It is now McCook 20, Hastings high, nothing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That is a brutal schedule the Tigers have this year. I think you said three ranked teams in the last 4 weeks.
There's a Creighton Reed. He wants to throw it. Throws it near side. It's going to be caught and dropped inside the 20-yard line. The intended receiver there was Ackerman. Back in coverage was Isaac Carlson from Minden. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up a second down situation. We had the Patriots earlier in the year, Jimmy, and Creighton Reed kind of had a tough time getting out of the blocks as a quarterback throwing the football, but he has really come on the past couple of weeks, has been throwing the ball extremely well for EC. That one was delivered just a little bit too high.
Well, and again, we have seen if there's been one thing Creighton Reed has really had a problem with this year is high balls, and that one there, he had the receiver out there open and just simply threw it a little bit over his hands.
Reed has got the ball again. He's going to hand the ball away in that little reverse to Rosvet. Rosvet to the 40, 35. He's going to be chopped down inside the 30-yard line. He's out of bounds over there, close to the first down stakes. So Cole Rosvet carrying the ball there for Adams Central, finally ridden out of bounds by Jacob Choquette for Minden. They're going to give him a first down as he steps out at about the 26. So another first down for the Patriots. First down and 10 with 7:09 to play here in the second quarter. They've got the ball at the 26 of Minden.
Seven first downs here in the first half. And Cole Rosvet with three carries tonight, and only 11 yards. We'll give him nearly 10 on that one there. It's, again, another first down. And now the officials send the Patriots back into the huddle. They'll break huddle now, come the line of scrimmage. 7:03 and counting left to go here till halftime. And the Adams Central Patriots leading 21-0, knocking on touchdown door yet again.
Wide receivers go left and right. Backs in the I formation this time as they hand the ball away to Fowler off a right tackle. He's got to see him again. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Fowler takes it in from 26 yards out as a Fowler scores his third touchdown on this first half, and it is now a 27-0 ball game.
144 yards on the night for Jake Fowler, and I don't know that he was touched. He got it to the outside again. Fowler's speed is just really tough for this Minden defense to overcome. He can get to the outside real quick. He made a cut, took it right up the middle of the field, and blew right by the secondary of Minden, and now the Patriots are out to a 27-0 lead with 6:47 left to go a half, and Mr. Fowler will be in for the PAT.
It's like there's three Fowlers out there. Ball is down, kick is up. Here comes the PAT, and for the fourth time tonight, he splits the uprights. 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 28, Minden nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football tonight brought to you in part by the Minden Exchange Bank, by Stadler Implement, and by Aurora Co-op of Minden. 6:47 to play here in quarter number two. It's been all Patriots tonight, 28-0. Adams Central already with 280 yards of total offense here in the first half. We've still got half of this second quarter to go.
Well, and they've compiled 165 on the ground. The arm of Creighton Reed has been pretty well. He was aided with an 83-yard touchdown completion to Overmiller, but 115 yards through the air. So AC, again, the freight train up and running as Buzz Niederklein now in to do the kicking duties. Kicks it deep down the right side.
It's going to be picked up down there by Kermosten at about the 5-yard line. Back to the 10. The Patriots down there on special teams. They got him inside the 15-yard line. Kermosten had to run to the far sideline to pick that baby up and finally got it back to about the 14. Tackle is made downfield by the Adams Central Patriots. That's a Travis Wiskowski down there, 175-pound senior on the special teams, making the play.
Well, and if you're Sam Dunn, you're left scratching your head. You trail 28 to nothing. Your offense has really done nothing. 0-4 passing for Jonas Lovin, two interceptions. Back-to-back passes have been picked off. And on the ground, 29 total yards of offense on 13 carries tonight.
Here's a pitch play to Quinn Rutt, and he runs in nothing but white shirts again. He snows them under for another couple of yard loss in the play. So Quinn Rutt trying to get outside is going to be buried here by the Adams Central Patriot defense, and leading the charges there for AC was Jack Berry, the inside linebacker, number 44. A loss of 2 yards in the play as they move it back to the 14-yard line. Actually move it back closer to the 12-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 12 yards to go. Minden working from our left to our right, trying to get uncorked here in this second quarter. There's a running play to Carmosta. He's trying to sweep right side, and nothing there's there again. Adams Central right there defensively. Berry is there again for the Adams Central defense. Rossman is over there. We'll give him a pickup of 1 yard in the play. And now third down and long again for the Dogs. We'll call it third down and 11 yards to go here from Minden.
Six out of the 16 rushing plays tonight have been for minus yardage with this Adams Central defense. They just continue to break through these offensive lines and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback and the running backs. And tonight, Lovin is having a hard time even getting the handoff made.
Here's a Jonas Lovin up underneath center again. Turns and he's going to fire the ball. A little short pass play. That's not going to go to the first down stakes. A completed pass there goes to Landon Lemke. Tackle was made by Buzz Niederklein. But they needed about 11 yards in the play, and they got nowhere near that. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down at about 5 yards to go, maybe closer to six as they move the ball out to about the 19.
Grand Island Northwest 20. The Aurora Huskies nothing. McCook 20. Now Hastings has gotten on the board. McCook 20, Hastings 6. Both games are in the second quarter.
Here's a kick now by Landon Lumpka, the punter for Minden. It's going to fall at the 45, takes a Minden bounce across the 50. It's going to be down in Adams Central territory about the 44. So a nice punt there by Landon Lumpka, and Adams Central has got the ball back. There's a 37-yard punt there by Lumpka. Adams Central out on top of Minden tonight, 28-0 is the score. We're in this second period.
Got an update in with from Southern Valley. St. Cecilia 14, Southern Valley nothing. That ball game is at half.
All right, so the Hawks trying to get on track after their loss to the Sutton Mustangs last week in the game we had here on 1230 KHIS, 14-6. There's another running play as the Patriots just keep her on the ground and just plow straight ahead right in the teeth of the buzzsaw here as they move the ball across the 50 to the 49-yard line. That's a Jake Fowler again running the pig there for Adams Central. They go Harrison Holmes into the stop there for the Minden Whippets, but not before Fowler picks up about 6 yards in a play, second down and four. Ball is just inside the Minden territory at about the 49.5-yard line. Adams Central breaking huddle will send Overmiller as a wide receiver out to the right side. Ackerman is going to be your tight end to the left. The back's in the I formation. A man comes in motion to the near side. That's Rosvet as they hand the ball away. Again, the Fowler spins away. Spins away at the 50. Takes the ball down to the 45 to the 40-yard line. Jake Fowler looked like he was stopped right at the point of attack there, but he spun away and took the ball all the way down to the 41 officially. Finally, Landon Lemke into the stop there for the Minden Whippets, but another first down for the Adams Central Patriots. First and 10 with 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
First down, number eight. Now the Patriots in the second quarter. Nine rushing plays, 95 yards, nearing the century mark. And Jake Fowler just continuing to chew up big chunks of yardage. Six-yard gain prior to that one, 8 yards on that one. And the Patriots now have the football down at the 42-yard line.
Creighton Reed wants to throw the ball. He does. The far side is going to be caught. That's Ackerman, 25-20, 15. Down the sideline, 10, 5 touchdown. Ackerman takes it in. We got a penalty flag back up field here. It may be some extracurricular activity back here at the 45-yard line. It's going to be a call against Adams Central. Boy, that's the second touchdown tonight, Jimmy, that has been taken off of the board because of a penalty.
Well, and those are the mistakes you do not want to see as a coach, especially when you've got scoring plays. That one there was going to be good from 42 yards out. Fowler, I think, had a 22- or 23-yard touchdown run that was brought back. But again, here, as you get later in the season, you want to be hitting stride and clicking on all cylinders. And boy, the Patriots now, sixth penalty on the night. That is uncharacteristic of this Bill Carlin club.
Like we mentioned earlier, Adams Central has not been penalized a whole lot this year, under 50 yards per ball game. They've got that here in this first half. The second touchdown taken off of the board because of penalty. That was a completed pass to Ackerman as he took it down the right sideline. into the end zone for the score. But a penalty flag back upfield, and Adams Central have the ball now, first down and long. They've got it on their own 47-yard line. First down and 21 yards to go with 3:43 to play here in the second quarter. Creighton Reed will be in the pistol set with wide receivers left and right. Reed, play action pass, rolls to his right, holds it, now runs it 45, and he falls forward 50 to the 48-yard line. Ackerman laid a big, big hit there, trying to spring him to the far side, and that was a big-time hit, and he's not getting up. Ackerman with a big hit there at about the 48 of Adams Central.
And I'm not sure that it initially didn't knock the individual out. That may be one of the biggest hits we have seen all year. He's laying on the far side of the field, and immediately the training staff of Adams Central was out there to take a peek at him. I cannot get a number, but Jesse Ackerman, he's a big boy, but he brought the wood there, and it was a clean hit, but a big one.
All right, so we got an injured player out there, an injury timeout. We'll take a break, 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's Adams Central 28, Minden nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the injured player is going to be Keith Bendix of Minden, a 215-pound sophomore who's going to walk off the field. I don't know if he knows where he's at. He's coming over to your ding-dong school.
That was a collision. Ackerman goes 210. And, yeah, Bendix 215. But, again, as he was coming back to try to get to Jake Fowler, Jesse Ackerman seen him and just turned and hit him right in the shoulder pads. And I'm not sure that his cleats were higher than his head at one time. That was a big, big hit. But fortunately for the young man, he's off on his own power, and AC has a second and 17 here, the ball at the 49.
There's a Creighton Reed, low snap. He wants to throw the ball, does on the far side. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted over there by Minden, and picking the ball off is going to be Landon Lemke. So a turnover there for Adams Central. Creighton Reed throws his second interception of the season on the far sideline right in front of head coach Bill Carlin. An interception here for Lemke, and Minden has got the ball back.
Well, and that was probably an ill-advised pass for Creighton Reed. We've seen the one interception that went pick six earlier in the year against Wilbur Claytonia, but that one there, he just tried to jam the football in, and probably a pass that Creighton Reed either should have just thrown away or tried to scramble out of there, but the turnover goes by the way of the Minden Whippets, and they will take over at the 46-yard line. 3:16, clock has stopped here in the second quarter.
Medical staff continues to work on Keith Bendix of Minden here on the near sideline. They're showing him fingers. How many fingers am I holding up? It's probably not matching to what the trainers are holding up.
No.
Here's a pitch play now as they go to Choquette. Ryan Choquette, as he moves the ball across the 50 to the Adams Central 45 down to about the 43-yard line. Pickup of about 10 yards in a play for Choquette. Tackle is made in there by Overmiller of Adams Central.
On a team that AC will see next week, Grand Island Central Catholic is up on top of Central City. Actually, it is a tie game now, 14-14. That ball game is in the second quarter.
So that was a 10-yard gain by Ryan Choquette as they're going to move the sticks. Minden has got the ball down at the 44-yard line of Adams Central. That's first down number two in the ball game for the Dogs.
Well, and that matches the longest play from scrimmage. We'll give him 10 yards on the carry. It'll be first and 10 into Patriot territory.
Jonas Lemon is your quarterback. Play action pass. Hides it on his hip. Throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught down here at the 30. Gets away 25. Down to the 20-yard line and brought down to the 18. Getting away down to the near sideline was R.J. Watson. Made a nice little move here and took the ball down to the 18-yard line. Tackle is made by Buzz Niederklein for the Adams Central defense. And now the Men and Whippets have got the ball here, trailing 28-0 with 2:36 to play.
Back-to-back first downs. That is the third of the night. Jonas Levin, a nice pass downfield. The receiver, Watson, takes it 26 yards downfield. They have the football now down at the 19-yard line in the red zone of AC.
Jonas Levin pitches the ball back to Choquette. He's got the ball at the 20, and that's where he's going to be snowed under, right at the 20-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Adams Central Patriots, and making the stop was Landon Schmidt. Landon Schmidt on the for the Adams Central Patriots, or Lathan Schmidt. Got too many people pointing things here. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Adams Central has not been scored on so far this year. The streak has reached 21 quarters, almost 22, and I'm sure they got a little pride out there right now.
I would absolutely think so.
There's Jonas Lovin up under center again. He's going to bootleg to the far side. He's going to run the ball. He's got a man out there. Jonas is going to run it himself. He's at the 15, and he's knocked out of bounds. Inside the 15-yard line. Going to be short of a first down. Buzz Niederklein was over there, and also Derek Lanowski for the Adams Central Patriot defense. And now Minden will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down. We'll see where the officials spot the football as Jonas Lovin on a bootleg was run out of bounds over there on the far side. Like I say, he went out at about the 12. They got to take the ball down to about the 10 for the first down. So third down and 2 yards to go here from Minden. 1:38 to play here in the second quarter. The Whippets trailing in the ball game on a score of 28-0. Pitch play again, and they'll be tackled in the backfield. Ryan Carmosta trying to sweep it to the right side. Adams Central smells that baby out. That is Ackerman again over there on the stop for Adams Central, the leading tackler on this Patriot defense.
And that'll go down in the books as a one-yard loss. Sam Dunn not happy with his offensive line. As far as blocking up front, he calls a timeout.
Would you like to guard and go up against Ackerman?
That is why I'm up here with you.
1:29 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. The score, Adams Central 28, Minden nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Patriots have allowed only 7 points all season long, but that was not against the Patriot defense. That was actually against their offense when Creighton Reed threw a pick six back there in that ball game against Wilbur Claytonia. So actually going up against the Adams Central defense, nobody has scored yet.
No, not at all. And it looks like right now Sam Dunn is elected to go for a long field goal try. We have 1:29 left to go here in the half. It'll be a fake.
They're going to fake it. They're going to roll to the right side. I don't know if that was planned or not. They're running around with it. With a ball at the 15 to the 10-yard line and jerk down there. That's R.J. Watson. So they line up for a 30-yard field goal attempt. I don't know if that was a fake one or not, but Watson got up and started running with a football. The snap was a little bit low. He got the ball down to the 10-yard line. That's going to be right where they had to go for the first down, and they're going to bring in the chains off of the far sideline. The Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang will come in from the far side. They had to get the ball to the 10. That's where they're at, the 10-yard line. As the officials stretch out the chains, and it's not going to be enough for a first down on the fake field goal. And Adams Central will take the ball again with 1 minute, 19 seconds to play here in the second.
Well, and again, Adams Central defensively very quick to the ball there as the ball carrier. Watson took it around the left side, and I thought he got right to the chains. But they bring the chains out, measure it. No first down, so Adams Central will take over. They are comfortably in the lead here. 1:19 left to go till half. It is Adams Central 28, Minden nothing.
Looked like Cole Rosvet was the guy who finally brought down R.J. Watson on a so-called fake field goal attempt from 30 yards away. Stopped him just short of the first down stakes. Now they hand the ball away again. Dancing through there is going to be Fowler as he takes the ball up to the 19-yard line. So Fowler carrying the ball to the 19 for Adams Central. A pickup of 9 yards in the play. You and I were talking how big a night the Fowler would have. You wrote down 207 yards on my scratch pad here. He's going to be very close to that, I would think, if he stays in the ballgame here tonight. He's already pushing his over 100 yet?
Oh, yeah. 16 carries, 159 yards, 3 touchdowns for Fowler tonight. We'll give him 9 more there. 2nd-and-1 for AC.
All right, here's a running play again. That's going to be Fowler busting through there. He's got the first down and more as he brings the ball across the 25 onto the 26-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Minden defense, and making the stop will be Colton Barton, number 52, a big 210-pound junior for the Dogs. But another first down here for the Patriots. Adams Central in no hurry. They've got a 28-0 lead over Minden. Here in the second quarter, clock is running now with 30 seconds to play.
First down number 9 for AC tonight. When I wrote that down, I didn't realize I was writing it for a half a football. Because right now, Fowler, after that 5-yard burst, 164 yards now, and a first down for AC.
All right, it's going to be Creighton Reed up under center. He's going to bring the ball back again to Fowler. Breaks it outside. Look out. 30, 35, 40, 45 down the sideline. 50, 40, and run out of bounds. You can chalk up some more yardage there. Now we got 9.2 seconds to play. Running him out of bounds here on the near sideline was Quinn Rutt of Minden. But Jake Fowler, unbelievable as he continues to chew up the yardage here against this Minden defense. Fowler takes the ball down to the 40-yard line now of Minden. And now Bill Carlin probably thinking some more points here.
Adams Central now 10 first downs in the ballgame. 145 yards on 13 carries for the AC offense just in the second quarter. And Fowler, with that burst, is up close to 200 yards on the night.
Three wide receivers split to the right side. One wide receiver, Overmiller, comes to the left. Creighton Reed in the gun here. As he waits on the snap with 9 seconds to play, Reed backs up. Penalty flags down. I think Adams Central in motion. Adams Central could be in motion. The receivers maybe to the far sideline. You'll look at procedure against AC. Another penalty against Adams Central. In case you're just joining us, Adams Central has had 2 touchdowns taken off of the board here in the first half because of penalties. And here they get one that's bringing the ball back for another 5-yard march off against AC. Brings it back to the 45-and-a-half-yard line. 7.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 28-0 AC.
That is the 7th penalty for AC. And, yeah, we've done a few games this year for Adams Central, and they have been penalized very few times the games we have done.
Creighton Reed again has got 3 wide receivers out to the right side. Creighton wants to throw the ball, does so in the middle of the field. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. Now with 3.2 seconds to play, I don't really know where he was going with that one. It was nowhere close to anybody. 3.2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Tip ball by Isaac Carlson, one of the defensive backs there for Minden.
Well, again, we talked about the high balls from Creighton Reed. He had Overmiller at the 40 or at the 35-yard line, but that was he would have had to been about 12 foot tall to even get close to that one.
Shaq. Bring in Shaq.
Yeah, that was not even close. And I would look for a knee here.
Adams Central is just going to go into a short set here, and Creighton Reed is going to take a knee, and Adams Central says we've had enough here in quarter number 2, and we'll head to the locker room at halftime with a comfortable lead. So we've reached halftime of our high school football game of the week tonight at Cooper Field in Minden. Adams Central has got the lead over the Minden Whippets at halftime. The score is Adams Central 28, Minden nothing. Stay tuned for the Tice Auto Care halftime show as we continue tonight with high school football on 1230 KHAS.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
People you know. Community people. People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Minden tonight with our high school football game of the week on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central all over Minden. It is 28-0 here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 37 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. Given the scoring in the ball game so far, Adams Central under opening possession, 8 plays, 53 yards tonight. They get a 10-yard touchdown from Jake Fowler. One after good, Adams Central led 7-0 with 7:19 to play in the first. Patriots then get the ball back. They were backed up on second down and 30 from their own end. They throw an 83-yard touchdown pass from Creighton Reed to Blake Overmiller. He takes it to the house. So at 4:07 to play, Adams Central jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Adams Central early in the second quarter got a 21-yard touchdown from Fowler to make it 21-0. And Jake scores again at the 6:47 mark of the second quarter, culminating a 6-play, 63-yard drive. PATs have been good all night long, and the Patriots have the lead here at halftime. It's Adams Central 28 and Minden nothing.
Well, your halftime stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. Find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Well, to no surprise, my friend Michael, it has been a big, big offensive show for Adams Central in this first half. We'll give you AC's numbers here. To start with, passing tonight, Creighton Reed is 3 of 8 passing for 115 yards. He has one touchdown and one interception in the first half. The Patriots, 25 carries, 229 yards on the ground. So 344 of total offense in the first half and 10 first downs. AC averaging 10.4 yards every play here against the Minden defense. Individual leaders for AC, we've talked about him all half. Jake Fowler, 18 carries, 198 yards. He has three touchdowns. They come from 26, 21, and 10. Cole Rosfett has three carries and 11 yards for AC. On the receiving side of things, it's been Blake Overmiller that's had a majority of the receptions tonight. A couple of receptions, 98 yards, one touchdown. That coming in the first quarter from 83 yards out. On the side of Sam Dunn's Minden Whippets, not a lot. Passing from the quarterback, Jonas Levin. He has 2 of 6 in the first half, only 31 yards. He was picked off on back-to-back passes in the second quarter. The Whippets have run it 20 times for 48 yards, so 79 yards of total offense against this Patriot defense, only 3 first downs. And the guy that came in, he was one of the top rushers in the Triblin area. And that'd be in Ryan Cremosta has had a host of those carries, but still yet to get over 15 yards of total offense for Cremosta tonight. But again, Jesse Ackerman's been in on a slug of tackles. There's been just a great team effort on this defensive side of things. And the only thing right now as a head coach, you got to be scratching your head. Why are we committing all these penalties? 7 for AC in that first half. But other than that, the Patriots off to a very comfortable lead here at halftime.
As far as the defense is concerned, as you might expect, Jesse Ackerman leading the way. He's got 4 stops, actually 5 stops now in the first half, and Jack Berry has got 4 stops to lead the Adams Central defense here tonight. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here on 1230 KHIS with Adams Central out on top of the Minden Whippets by a score of 28-0. Got some other scores from around the area tonight. Kearney is out on top of Fremont. It is 17-0. Kearney with a lead in the second quarter in Class A. Class B score. Tell you what, that guy back to the studios has got something going here. Grand Island Northwest and his upset special is leading Aurora 20-0. That is in the second quarter of play tonight. Northwest 20, Aurora nothing. McCook at last check had a 20-6 lead over Hastings High at Lloyd Wilson Field. A couple of future opponents for Hastings High, Holdridge and Lexington playing tonight in the first quarter. Holdridge leading Lex by the score of 7-0. Kearney Catholic in Class C1 has a 10-0 lead over Cozad. They're in the second quarter of play. As we mentioned here, Adams Central out on top of Minden. It is 28-0. We're at halftime. Other scores to report for you tonight. It is Gibbon leading St. Paul 14-6. They are in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 14-7 lead over Central City. They're in the second quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull is leading Sutton tonight. They're in the, well, they're at halftime right now, 14-6, as Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Sutton tonight. in the second quarter, and now actually at halftime. And as we wait for an update to come through here, and we'll get you some more scores. Pleasanton is trailing Giltner 52-0 at halftime as Giltner continues to roll 52-0 over Pleasanton tonight. That is at halftime. So those are the scores that we have in here tonight on 1230 KHAS and the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. We'll get you another update before we get the third quarter underway here this evening at Cooper Field in Minden. We're at halftime, 28-0. Adams Central with the lead over the Minden Whippets tonight. We got Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings College, standing by. The Broncos going to be playing a non-conference game tomorrow in Madison, South Dakota against the Trojans of Dakota State. We'll hear from Tony, find out what's going on with the Broncos and his view on the upcoming ball game tomorrow as we chat with him here at halftime. Again, 28-0, Adams Central will lead. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper, the Broncos are going to be on the road tomorrow playing a non-conference game in Madison, South Dakota against Dakota State, a team that is currently 0-6 on the season. Hastings College ranked number 21, ranked for the first time in the NAIA Football Coaches Bowl for the first time in a long time. They're sitting at 4-0. Coach, this is looks like a mismatch on paper, but I'll tell you what, you start diving into this ball game, this could be a tough one tomorrow.
Yeah, if you look at it on paper, their offense is going to throw the ball all over the yard, and our defense can't stop anybody when they're throwing the ball all over the yard. But it's going to come down. It's going to be a very interesting four-quarter game. I mean, we've won four games this year, and I think all four of them, each one has had an onside kick in it. So it's not like we're blowing people out or anything. We like to keep people on the edge of their seats, but it'll be a tough one tomorrow.
Hastings College picking up their fourth win last week in a wild affair at the Osborne Sports Complex, winning 40-30. Your games are starting to look like arena football, Coach. 1,072 yards put up in that one.
You know, I blame Coach Davis for coming down here with that indoor league stuff over at the Danger. But no, it's a credit to our offense with what those guys are doing over there. We got a young defense. We kind of knew that this would happen. But as this season progresses, we're going to have to not necessarily improve the stats, but we got to improve our performance right now defensively. And tomorrow's going to be a huge challenge for that.
Just a learning process that continues on the defensive side of the ball?
It really is. I mean, when you start only two seniors, guys aren't used to playing in the system or playing 80 snaps a game. Now, that's an excuse, though, and we got to stop talking about it like that. You know, we put you out there. We expect you to make plays. If you can't make plays, we'll go get somebody else that does. But I think also as coaches, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, okay, are we teaching them the right technique? Are we putting them in the position to be successful? And to be honest with you, early part of the season, I wasn't. We weren't. So we've tried to slow those things down and be a little bit more simpler and just let the kids play football.
Are we making steps on the defensive side?
I think so. I mean, you look at last week's deal, you know, I know we gave up 400-plus yards in the air again. But, again, I think that quarterback's a good football – or he's a good football player. But we were able to stop the nation's leading rusher, hold him to under 100 yards. I think that's a step in the right direction. But what's happening, though, is our offense is getting these leads. Some of these teams are just saying, okay, we're going to abandon the run and we're just going to throw the ball because they know that we're kind of susceptible back there with the pass. So we got to be able to understand that our offense is explosive and we got to get them back on the field and get the other team off. So we're improving a little bit. We had a decent week of practice this week, but we're going to be stressed tomorrow.
Dakota State is a team, like we said, that's still looking for their first win of the season this year, but they have got a Division I type quarterback back there that we'll see, and that's Brandon Large. He's a good one.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he's a transfer from a 1AA school. He's a two-year starter now for those guys, so he's used to Coach Anderson and the scheme that they're doing. They got some big old tall receivers out there that can stress the field. They got some tight ends that love to run those arrow routes or bench routes, so we got to make sure we don't jump that too quick and let them get behind us. So we're going to try and bring a little bit of pressure and roll some coverages on him, but he's a Division I kid, so he's seen about anything we can come up with. So we're going to have to really keep an eye on him and make him uncomfortable tomorrow.
Brandon Large is the quarterback's name. So what makes him so tough? Just his mobility out there?
You know, it's his mobility, and it's where he puts the ball. He's not going to throw it 60 yards in the air like Bain did last week against Dakota Wesleyan. What he's going to get, he's going to run those about 25 to 35 yard routes with those corner routes and the scissor routes and some quick verts, and he only puts it where his guy can catch it. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So he's got real nice touch on the football. And now he's going to move around, though. He's going to attack the line of scrimmage, which is a little bit different than what Bain did. So that'll suck us up, and he'll just dump it behind us. So we got to make sure we keep everything in front of us.
We expect to see the ball in the air a lot tomorrow. He threw 53 times in the ball game against Concordia last week in their loss. So a kid that likes to throw the football around a little bit.
And you know what he does is they're going to be in a lot of empty stuff. And, you know, when you run a cover three team like we are, even though we're playing a little bit more cover two, there's going to be holes in that zone. So we got to roll those coverages. They are very multiple, three wide, four wide, five wide. So we got to get our checks in as well. And he's a dealer. He'll come out there and sling it around a little bit. A
couple of wide receivers. If you take a look at the NAIA football stats offensively, you'll find their names too. So, and especially a big, tall wide receiver out there, 6'4", that always causes problems on the defensive secondary.
You know, he does. And the one thing that we're going to have to do is we got a couple for the first time in a few years. We got a couple tall corners out there in Alex Gildon and Garrett Griffiths. So we got to make sure we get hands on those guys. That's how we're going to have to slow down these routes. And if you watch Dakota Wesleyan last week, that's something we didn't do, is get hands on. And we got to disrupt their time because receivers don't like that stuff. So if we can reroute, hopefully that'll knock those off those routes.
These guys are going to get their yards. They're going to move up and down the field a little bit. Do we just hang in there, be patient, and maybe force a turnover here and there?
You know, being patient, hanging in there is not exactly my strong suit. But to our kids' credit, you know, that's kind of how we're playing right now on defense. We're going to make you, and you're going to get your yards against us right now. We're going to try and make them go the whole length of the field, because what that does is it's got our offense over there. It's getting those guys rested because our offense is really explosive right now, playing pretty well. So if we can make them work, when you're a throwing team, to go the length of the field, throw, you know, you're kind of hoping to make him uncomfortable, maybe get a break here and there. So that's what we're going to have to do tomorrow, is make him go that whole length of the field.
Again, Hastings taking on Dakota State tomorrow in Madison, South Dakota. So an explosive offense we'll see, despite their 0-6 record. Defensively, same sort of deal there. They got a couple of studs back there as linebackers.
They really do. The Lyles kid and the Hertz kid. The Lyles kid is a big physical linebacker who gets downhill really good. The Hertz kid, I think, would be an all-conference linebacker if he played in the GPAC. I mean, he runs around side to side. He's very solid from that standpoint. So we're going to have to check our blitzes, slide our protection that way, and make sure we identify those guys because they bring a lot of pressure.
So he's got a lot of a lot of things to worry about in a non-conference game. That's never good. We play these non-conference games, hopefully go out there and get healthy and have fun, but we got a lot of things to worry about.
We really do, and especially when you're talking about on the road, non-conference. You look at their record, you look at our record. This is a good football team. They're athletic. They got kids from all over the country, and what we got to make sure we do is we don't push the panic button. We got to stay calm. We got to ride that roller coaster up and down and just stay consistent with what we're doing. Credit to our offense, though. That's kind of what they like to do. They enjoy putting themselves in tough situations to make a play. So hopefully we don't put ourselves in too many tough situations tomorrow and we continue to make plays offensively.
Like we said, it looks like a mismatch on paper, 4-0 Hastings against 0-6 Dakota State. Have the kids bought into the point that we're in a football game tomorrow? We're going up there with the attitude of going up there and winning and staying focused?
I think so. You know, and again, we talk about this a lot, and you're probably getting tired of me saying it, but we talk to our guys a lot about focusing on ourselves, not being complacent, always on film where there's something that we can improve on, you know, and the guys have done a pretty good job. They don't care who we play. They don't care where we play. They just love to play the game of football. We got a bunch of goofy guys who we like being around, and they play hard together. And we've had a decent week of practice. We went out on the grass a couple times because they play on grass up there at Dakota State. And but we're going to have to basically weather the storm because they're going to get their yards and they're going to make plays on defense. We just can't push the panic button, and we got to make sure our special teams is sound tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Head coach Tony Harper for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos and Dakota State. They'll kick off at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. A little different time than normal, 3 o'clock for the pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Do you like the new car warranty but not the price? Try a 2011 Chevy Impala, only 15,000 miles and a 100,000 mile warranty. Book price for $23,375. Yours for $21,040 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Cooper Field in Minden. 28-0 is our score. Adams Central is out on top of the Whippets here tonight. Kearney Catholic leading Cozad 17-0. They're in the third quarter. Gibbon is leading St. Paul tonight 14-6. They're at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic 21, Central City 14. Holdridge continues to lead Lexington 14-7. Donovan Trumbull is out on top of Sutton. The score is now 14-12 with Donovan Trumbull out on top. The last check, Hastings St. Cecilia had a 14-0 lead over Southern Valley tonight. Ravenna was leading Wood River at the half. The score 26-6. Elsewhere in Class D1 tonight, you've got Elm Creek leading Overton. The score is 18-0. They're in the second quarter. Giltner is out on top of Pleasanton, 52-0. They're at halftime. Shelton has got a 20-0 lead over Lawrence Nelson. They're in the second quarter. And Axtell is out on top of Wilcox Hildreth. That is 30-16. They are in the second quarter. So Hastings High trailing in their ball game to McCook back at the Osborne Sports Complex. St. Cecilia holding a 14-0 lead over Southern Valley. And Adams Central rolling along here tonight, 28-0 over Minden. Jake Fowler so far has got 3 touchdowns here in the first half. The other one was an 83-yard touchdown pass from Creighton Reed to Blake Overmiller. Adams Central has scored 4 times here in the first 2 quarters. And Jake Fowler is approaching 200 yards in the first half alone.
Yeah, it's been 229 yards on the ground. Fowler has 198 of it. This Adams Central offense is just cutting through this Minden defense like a hot knife through butter. As it big, big holes. You look at the scoring plays. Fowler has 3 on the ground, 26, 21, and 10. And then the other touchdown was from 83 yards out when Creighton Reed connected with Blake Overmiller in the first quarter. But again, Adams Central, the only thing you can probably look at as a negative, and we talked about it at halftime, 7 penalties on Adams Central in that first half. But the Patriots will get the football to start the second half out. And I believe, what is that, Niederklein, one of the deep guys, and Jake Fowler.
Yeah, when you're trailing 28-0, and then, oh, by the way, we got a kickoff to begin the second half.
Yeah, and I don't expect to see a whole lot of the AC starters very much in this game. A good kick from Minden, very deep. It will go through the end zone, so that's one way to keep it away from Jake Fowler, but he'll stay out there. He'll probably play a few series here, and Bill Carlin will start shuttling troops in.
All right, so it's a 28-0 ball game here tonight. Adams Central the lead, completely dominating through the first 2 quarters. By the way, coming up tonight, later on after the broadcast, we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Tyson Avronik will be along with all the scores from across the state of Nebraska. This is week number 6 of the high school football season here tonight. So first down, 10 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball on their own 20-yard line. Handoff goes to Fowler. This time, the Minden Whippers are waiting for him. They drag him down right at the line of scrimmage, and in there immediately for the Whippets, who is big number 68, as Mitch Moeller, a 270-pound junior, to bring him down. They bring him down right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, a loss of about a half a yard or so. We'll call it second down and 11 yards to go as they push the ball back to the 19.
That doesn't happen very many times on Jake Fowler, but good penetration there by the middle of that Minden defense. They tried to go off right tackle. And again, Fowler brought down for a 1-yard loss, second 11 AC.
There's a play-action pass now as Creighton Reed wants to throw, throws it to the far side. That's going to be caught by Ackerman, and he steps out of bounds. Up around the 30-yard line, Jacob Choquette will run him out of bounds, but Ackerman makes the catch there, and he skips out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That's a first down.
First down number 11 for Adams Central on the evening. That is the first catch for Jesse Ackerman in the ball game. Cole Rosfett also has one reception for 17 yards. We'll give Ackerman 11 on that one, and 11-19 left to go here in the third quarter. Adams Central on the move again.
Ackerman had another reception earlier that he took into the end zone for a score, but Adams Central was penalized in a play, so it didn't count. That's the first one officially in the books, an 11-yard gain. Here's a handoff to Fowler, gets outside, 35-40, 45, still on his feet to the 50-yard line, and tumbles forward to the 49 of Minden. Tackle is made in there by R.J. Watson, number 5 for the Whippets. But now we've got another penalty flag back up field, and it's going to be another penalty against AC.
That is like the fourth or fifth holding call against Adams Central tonight that has nullified a big gain. Jake Fowler took that one all the way out to midfield. Plenty for the first down, but boy, that is the eighth one on the night for Adams Central. Updating you on that Donovan Trumbull Sutton ball game. It is Donovan Trumbull now 21, Sutton 12, that ball game in the third quarter.
That game is going on in Sutton tonight. Well, that's been a seesaw battle all night long. A couple of good football teams.
They got a bunch of talented kids.
Donovan Trumbull and Sutton. We will see Donovan Trumbull next week as they take on the St. Cecilia Bluehawks at Duncan Field. So it's going to bring up a first down and long situation here for the Patriots. There's a little inside reverse play as they get it to Rosvet. He's into the open across the 25-30 out to the 32-yard line. Cole Rosvet, the ball carrier there. A tackle is made by Alex Nielsen, number 72 for the Minden Whippets. So that time Rosvet carries the ball. Cole had just 7 carries coming into the football game here tonight. Has a couple here in this ball game as he gets back to penalty yardage. Now Adams Central will be looking at second down and 10 as they brought the ball back up to the 33-yard line. Third quarter of play, 10.5 minutes to go. 28-0, Adams Central has got the lead.
4 carries now and 18 yards for Cole Rosfett in this ballgame.
Over Miller is your wide receiver to the right side. Creighton Reed up under center. Rolls to his right. He wants to unload it. He does to the far side. It's caught by Over Miller at the 48-yard line, out of bounds. Running him out over there is going to be R.J. Watson. So they go to Blake Overmiller, good tall target over there for Creighton Reed as Overmiller at 6'3" hauls in the pass. He hauls it in at the 48-yard line as they move the sticks again.
First down number 12 for AC on the night. Third reception for Overmiller tonight. Now 3 receptions and 112 yards.
Creighton Reed again has got wide receivers left and right. Backs in the I formation here on first down and 10. Turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Fowler. He gets it to the 48. And a good tackle there by Quinn Runt. So Fowler didn't get started that time. Picked up a couple of yards right in the teeth of the buzzsaw. But Quinn Runt will bring him down. We'll give him 2 yards in a play. Second down and 8 yards to go.
20 carries, 200 yards now right on the nose. As Jake Fowler picks up a couple of yards and an update in. He ended the third quarter. It is St. Cecilia 14, Southern Valley nothing. Kind of a nail biter down in
Oxford.
Down in Oxford, yeah.
Second down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 50-yard line. Here's another running play. Another penalty flag down as Fowler gets outside. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and brought down at the 10-yard line. But this one is going to come back.
That's going to go on Jesse Ackerman yet again, number 84. He's asking what he did wrong. Well, you can't tackle a defender, and it happened right out in front of us at the 44-yard line. This will come back. Fowler, by the way, had the football all the way down to the 10-yard line. It was going to be a 40-yard run for Fowler. All for it will come back 9 penalties for the Patriots tonight.
So the officials and Jesse Ackerman now having a little conversation. Get things clarified. And another penalty marched off against Adams Central. This is not going to make Bill Carlin happy. You get into some bigger ball games, and Adams Central certainly got some big games coming up. You've got to eliminate penalties like this.
Well, you do, and you have to expect the Patriots going to make a run in the Class C1 playoffs as they are ranked number 2 in the state right behind Norfolk Catholic. So look for the Patriots to make some noise. But again, you can ill afford to have silly mistakes, and at least half of the 9 penalties have been holding calls tonight. It'll be second down and about 12 for Adams Central.
Ball is a push back here in their own territory. Here comes the blitz. Creighton Reed wants to throw. Throws it far side. That one is over the head of his intended receiver. Over the head of Overmiller down here at the 45-yard line of Minden. And now we got an injury timeout here. We got an injured Minden Whippet here. at the 45-yard line. It's going to be Ryan Carmosta, who's also a running back and offense here for the Whippets. So we've got an injured player here. We'll take a break with 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Adams Central 28, Minden nothing.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
This summer's weather is pushing the crops along enough to make us think about the harvest season. Start planning ahead with the help of Stadler Implement of Minden. They have a great line of Kubota tractors along with Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in various lengths and capacities. Look over the line of Kubota and Country Clipper mowers at Stadler Implement of Minden. And for a summer grilling taste like no other, it's a Green Mountain Pellet Grill from Stadler's. That's at Stadler Implement in Minden.
1230 KHAS.
Ryan Carmosta gets up. He comes to the near sideline under his own power. Adams Central looking at third down, 12 yards to go. From their own 46-yard line, working right to left here in quarter number three. Creighton Reed throws the ball down to the left sideline. The ball is caught here by Overmiller at the 30-yard line. Makes a move to the 25, to the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Tackle is made there by Isaac Carlson, the 140-pound senior defensive back for the Whippets. But a completed pass there. Creighton Reed goes downfield to Blake Overmiller. And Adams Central has got another first down as they move the ball down to Duggar Barker right at the 20-yard line.
That is the 13th first down for Adams Central in the ball game. That pass play goes for 35 yards, and you cannot play bump and run coverage on Blake Overmiller. He was on the left side here of the formation, and the defender came up and got right one-on-one with him in his face, and Overmiller just simply run right by him. And now Blake Overmiller with 147 yards on four receptions here tonight.
He splits out wide to the left side, the short side of the field. That's Buzz Niederklein going to the right. There's a handoff to Fowler right in the center of the field again, pushing his way across the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by number 68, Mitch Moeller, the defensive tackle for the Whippets. We'll give Fowler another couple of yards in a play. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the 18-yard line, 8.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Well, Jake Fowler just needing 5 yards to get to what I projected in the ball game at 207 yards. Fowler now with 202, 21 carries. Adams Central with a second down and 8:22 running here in third quarter.
Fowler stays in there. There's that little reverse play again to a Rosvet as he goes to the far side. He gets it to the 18-yard line where he runs into the Minden Whippet defense. So Rosvet again carries the ball, that little reverse play. Tackle is made in there by Landon Lemke, number 6, the defensive end there on that left side. Also in there for the Whippets was Sam Feist. And now he's going to bring up a third down. No gain in that last play. Third down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is still the 18-yard line of Minden.
And usually Adams Central will break one or two of them little trap plays with Rosbett. But, boy, Minden defensively has really done a great job smelling that one out. No gain, third and 8 for AC.
From the 18-yard line, here is Creighton Rady backs up under pressure. Rolls to his right, unloads downfield. The ball is tipped, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball down to Rosvet inside the 10-yard line. The ball was tipped down there by Isaac Carlson of Minden. And now Adams Central will be looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and 8. The line of scrimmage, the 18 of Minden.
Well, and Jesse Ackerman running down the middle of the field had about 3 or 4 yards on his defender. But again, Creighton Reed didn't have time to look downfield. He was running for his life to the far side of the field and just drew that over top of Cole Rosvet. So we'll bring up fourth down. We'll see what Adams Central elects to do here, and they will go on fourth down and 8.
They'll send 3 wide receivers out to the right side. You got 1 wide receiver, that's Overmiller, coming to the left. Creighton Reed backs up, wants to throw, throws it down the near sideline. Overmiller is there. A jump ball in the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. Good job defensively by Isaac Carlson. He was giving away a couple of inches there on Blake Overmiller, and Isaac Carlson knocks the ball down there for Minden. It's going to be an incomplete pass, and the Minden Whippets will take over on downs here with 7:27 to play in the third quarter.
Well, and again, Overmiller was there. He was wide open, just too much air underneath that football as Creighton Reed threw it into the air, allowed the defender to be able to get back under control and knock that football down in the end zone. So fourth down and out, and Minden takes over.
Jonas Lemon is going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Quinn Runt. who was going to try to scratch out a couple of yards here. That sweep to the left side out of that double wing set as they bring the ball close to the 20-yard line. We'll give him 1 yard in the play, 2 yards in the play, second down and 8.
St. Cecilia has now tacked on a few more. It is now the Hawks 22, Southern Valley nothing. That ball game in the fourth quarter.
St. Cecilia trying to improve to 4-2 on the season. They've got a big one with Donovan Trumbull coming up next week back at Duncan Field. Here's a Jonas Lovin going to hand the ball away. That counterplay inside, they're going to get the ball there to... That's Holston, I think, carrying the ball. No, that's Carmosta. All right, Carmosta carrying the ball there across the 20 out to the 23, 24-yard line. Then still looking at a third down situation. Third down and still about 5 yards to go. 6.5 minutes to play here in the third. Adams Central leading by a score of 28-0 here in this football game. Minden stays with that double wing set here. Jonas Lovin, your quarterback, is going to turn and hand the ball away again to Carmosta, trying to sweep right side. He's going to be chopped down right at the 25-yard line, the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play as Carmosta is knocked down there by Jesse Ackerman, number 84, and also the inside linebacker, Jack Berry. A pickup of virtually nothing there. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and Minden will have to punt the football away. Fourth down at about 4 yards to go for the Whippets, with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Well, we talked about Cremosta's numbers coming into the ball game. He was up at 417 yards so far tonight, 11 carries and 28 yards. And now, Minden was faking the looking like they were going to fake it. They will line up to punt here. It'll be Fowler and Overmiller back deep.
And the punter falls down just as you got the kick away. It bounces at 38 across the 40 to the 45 out to the 47-yard line, and that's where Adams Central will take over. Landon Lemke was the punter there. Just as he got the ball away, he slips down. He falls in the turf. So the punt was not very good, but he got a nice little roll here across the 45 out to the 47. So Adams Central is going to take over on the Minden side of the 50-yard line, already leading in the ball game by a score of 28-0 with 5.5 minutes to play now here in the third quarter.
Boy, and you don't give Adams Central the short field. Minden has done that. And AC will have a first and 10 here inside the 50. McCook has now tacked on another one. Is McCook 34, Hastings 6, Grand Island Northwest 27, Aurora nothing. That in the third quarter.
There's a Maryland eye set. They hand the ball away again to Fowler. 45-40, runs over a man at the 35 and takes the ball out of the 33-yard line. Oh, Jake Fowler, he would look so good in the crimson and cream back there at Hastings College. R.J. Watson, the tackler there for the Minden Whippets. Good hard runner there for Jake Fowler.
Are you one of the in-town recruiters for Tony?
First down and 10 here for Adams Central. They have got the ball at the 35-yard line of Minden. Again, this is going to be Fowler. Breaks it outside, 35. This time he gets it to about the 31-yard line. A pick of 4 yards in a play. Tackle is made by Quinn Runt for the Minden Whippets defense, the 180-pound junior. So we give him 4 yards in a play. We'll call it second down and 6. Patriots is basically keeping the ball on the ground here in the third quarter after getting out to a 28-0 first half lead. Nobody has scored yet so far in the third. AC coming up here on a second down and 6 situation. Wide receivers left and right. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Hand off again. This time they get it to Fowler. Slips through there across the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. He was stopped in the backfield, kind of spun away and took it down to the 27-yard line. Tackle is made by Jacob Choquette, coming up from the defensive secondary to make the stop there on Fowler. But Adams Central again looking at a third down and short situation. We'll call it third down and about a yard to go. So third down and a yard to go. The ball is just outside the 26-yard line of Minden. Adams Central working right to left. Again, they come up to the line of scrimmage. Double tight ends. Maryland I formation. Hand off again to Fowler. He's hit in the backfield. Spins away. Fowler breaks loose across the 20. Fowler is inside the 20-yard line down to about the 18. He just absolutely ran over a man. He was stopped in the backfield, spun away, runs over a man, and takes the ball on the first down, down to the 18-yard line. Finally, the tackle is made by Rutt. And do we have another penalty flag? Yes.
Yes, and this will go against Adams Central yet again. 10 penalties on the night, and I believe this is going to be a holding call. Again, it is unbelievable. Adams Central has had 2 touchdowns, and I believe 3 first downs negated by a penalty. And they're going to bring the football back to the 35-yard line again. So Fowler had enough, more than enough, for the first down. But again, another holding call on AC.
All right, Ross Fenn is your wide receiver. Split to the right side this time. Backs will be in the I formation. You got Obermuller coming to the left side. Here's a Creighton Reed play action pass. Wants to throw it. He does out of the backfield. Down the sideline. That's going to be Buzz Niederklein across the 20, 15, down to close to the 10-yard line. Buzz Niederklein carrying the ball there. A completed pass from Creighton Reed. They're going to mark the football right at the 11-yard line. So that's another first down for the Patriots. That's Isaac Carlson coming up from his defensive secondary position to make the stop there. But everybody getting in the act tonight for the Patriots offensively.
15 first downs now for Adams Central. Creighton Reed has found four different receivers tonight. That one, the first catch for Buzz Niederklein, will give him 24 on the reception and run. 3:17 left to go here in the third quarter, and the Patriots in the red zone. The ball at the 11-yard line of Minden.
There's a handoff again to Fowler. He slips it outside. 15, Fowler to the 10. Fowler down to about the 4-yard line. Fowler takes it all the way down to about the 4-yard line as he carries some guys with him down there. So he moves the ball from the 12 all the way down to the 4. Tackle is made by Landon Lemke for Minden.
Jake Fowler averaging 10.4 yards every time he touches the football here tonight. We'll give him a gain of 7 on that carry. And the Patriots now have it down to the Minden Whippet 4-yard line.
Maryland I formation again. Three backs stacked up. Here's a handoff to Fowler, and he's going to score his fourth touchdown. As he moves in off of the right tackle, he makes that one look easy as he takes it in from 4 yards out this time, and the Patriots go out on top by a score of 34 to nothing.
26 carries, 235 yards for Jake Fowler tonight, and 4 touchdowns. Another huge, huge night as the Adams Central offensive line is doing a great job opening up some big, big holes. And with this PAT pending from Jake Fowler, we could have a running clock, as this will be the 35th point tacked on for AC tonight.
All right, Fowler's been perfect on extra points so far this evening as well, as he will get into it one more time. Ball is down, the kick is up, and just as I say that, well, they're going to get it over the crossbar. Boy, that one looked ugly.
That was ugly.
Yeah, that just barely crosses the crossbar up there. It goes through the upright, so he is still perfect on PATs. He adds another point here. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 35, Minden nothing.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Minden tonight. Adams Central leading by a score of 35 to nothing. Sutton has gone out on top of Donovan Trumbull now. They're in the third quarter. It's Sutton 28, Donovan Trumbull 21.
Boy, Adams Central on the night, 272 yards on the ground. 235 of it is Jake Fowler's. 471 yards of total offense for AC. They've been able to run through this Minden defense, but 10 penalties have been very, very costly, or this thing would be even more out of hand.
All right, here's the kickoff. It's going to be turned here at the 10-yard line. Back to the 15, 20, 25, and out to about the 30-yard line. That's where we are. Jerome Halsey is going to be on the tackle there for Adams Central on special teams, just a sophomore. And Minden will bring the ball up here to the 30-yard line or close to it. And now we got, what do we have, an injured player out there?
Yeah, Landon Lemke down on the turf. He is now up on his own, and he's going to gingerly walk to the sidelines. Again, this Adams Central team known for their hard hits. We've seen one earlier in the ball game, Jesse Ackerman. Really getting into one of the Minden linemen. I don't believe we have seen him yet into the ballgame. I'm not sure if he knew where he was when he came off the field.
Got into Keith Bendix in the second quarter of play. He was helped off of the field for Minden. And now we see Landon Lemke, as he's going to need some assistance to get off as well. Minden a little banged up and injured coming into this football game here tonight, so the injuries continue for Sam Dunn. It is a 35-0 score now. Adams Central has got the lead over Minden. Here's a quick pitch play to this side. It's going to go to Carmosten again. He's going to be buried. Boy, just nothing going for Minden here tonight, as Adams Central has got that one pretty much smelled out. Nathan Heinrichsen on the stop there for Adams Central, the defensive end here on this side.
Just looking at Minden's numbers, 94 yards unofficially of total offense for Minden here in the ballgame. As we said, AC with 471.
A loss of a yard on that last play. Second down and 11 as the ball is pushed back here to the 29-yard line. Wide receiver is a Choquette, split out wide to the left side. Jonas Levin up under center, backs of the I formation this time. Jonas, play action pass, wants to throw it, goes to the far sideline, holds it. Now he wants to throw it. Now he brings it back down. He's going to run out of bounds at about the 29-yard line. Berry is over there defensively again for Adams Central. Also over there for the Patriots was Connor Munger, a 190-pound senior for Bill Carlin. They run him out of bounds over there. No gain in the play. It's still third down and about 11 yards to go. Clock is running despite going out of bounds. We're inside a minute with a score of 35-0.
Well, not only is this Adams Central team a hard-hitting bunch, they are they can show their speed as, again, 11 run a long ways to the far side of the field. And, again, Adams Central had the numbers over there to keep him from getting any positive yardage. It'll be third and long in the minute, just taking all the time in the world. We are inside 40 seconds in the third quarter.
All right, Jonas Levin comes up there again. Wide receivers left and right, and now we got a whistle and we got a timeout here from Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn calls the timeout with 31.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 35, Minden nothing.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 35-0 is the score. Adams Central cruising to their sixth win of the season here tonight. Third down and 12 yards to go. The line of scrimmage about the 28-yard line. Jonas Levin fakes the pitch. Rolls to the right side. He wants to throw it. He does. Carmosten has got it. 25. He brings it out here to about the 27-yard line. So a completed pass, and it's a loss of one. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central. Making the stop there was Easton Ollers getting over there. Good pursuit. 190-pound senior. So a loss of a yard in the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and 13 yards to go. As the ball is pushed back here to the between the 27 and 28. And now the Whippets will have to punt, but we'll do that in the fourth quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here tonight. High school football on 1230 KHIS. After three quarters, Adams Central 35, Minden nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Goodwin Brewing over in Sutton tonight is seesaw battle. It's Donovan Trumbull back on top of Sutton, 29-28 now. They're in the second half, getting late in that ball game, 29-28. Donovan Trumbull with the lead.
Third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. Find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Very impressive for Adams Central in the third quarter. Creighton Reed, 4 of 7 passing, 84 yards. They carried it 10 times for 43 yards. So 127 of total offense for AC. I will get to Minden's numbers right after this punt.
They're going to punt the football away on a fourth down and 12 call. It's going to bounce here at the 45-yard line. Takes an Adams Central bounce. They're going to down it here at the 50, and that's where Adams Central will start.
21-yard punt for Minden there. Boy, look at what the Adams Central defense did to Minden in that third quarter. 0 of 1 passing was Jonas Lovin. They carried it only 5 times for 5 yards. 5 total yards, no first downs for Minden in that third quarter. Adams Central now pushing the 500-yard mark. of total offense. And Jake Fowler so far in the night, 26 carries, 235 yards, 4 touchdowns. And AC has the ball right at midfield. Fowler still in the ballgame.
From the 50-yard line, here's a Creighton read. They fake the ball to Buzz Niederklein. There's a pass that's going to be caught and then dropped down here at the 40-yard line. Adams Central throwing the ball there. Was caught and dropped. The intended receiver for Adams Central was Ackerman. He was open down there at about the 35, and it falls off of his fingertips, so it's going to be an incomplete pass.
Well, Bill wants to work on his passing game here, leading 35-0. He elects to air it out. I stand corrected. That was Buzz Niederklein in there at tailback, as it appears that Jake Fowler is going to be done for the evening. But a great night for him. That's going to put Jake, that'll put him well over 800 yards, so possibly a 1,000-yard rusher. And next week's ball game, we'll have all the numbers at the end of the game.
All right, wide receivers left and right again on second down, 10 yards to go. They hand the ball away to Niederklein. Niederklein is chopped down, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. A loss of a couple of yards on the play here. And busting through there for Minden was Quinn Rutt, number 20. Brings him down, a loss of a couple of yards in a play back here to the 45-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation now, third down and about 15 yards to go.
Tyce Mathias has put a 93-yard touchdown run on the board for Hastings High. It is now McCook 34 and Hastings High 12. That ball game in the third quarter.
Adams Central here at their own 45-yard line, working left to right here in quarter number four. Creighton Reed, play-action pass, looking downfield. His pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be tipped here, a nice defensive play. Coming through there is Sam Feist, the 195-pound senior for the Dogs. Tips that ball away, and Adams Central off the punt.
Well, that was an ugly set of three downs, two pass plays, both incomplete, and a Buzz Niederklein run of loss of four. So not a very good series of downs for Adams Central offensively. They will have to punt the football away. It'll be Cremosta back deep for Minden.
So AC will punt one of their very few punts here tonight, but Cole Rosvet. It's going to bounce. It's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline, so no return here by Cremosta. And Adams Central will stay here on defense. The Patriots' scoreless streak has gone to 23 quarters now as we're working our way into the fourth quarter.
20-yard punt by Rosvet as it went down the nearest guy to the football. That was a head man, Bill Carlin, over there on the far sidelines. So Minden will have the football here at the 35-yard line with the clock moving inside, 9 minutes to play.
Probably won't have to use the Rolex tonight.
No, probably just take the Rolex off, put it in his sweatpants pocket, and he'll have it up here after the ball game for the postgame show.
35-0, Adams Central has got the lead. And this is going to be Jonas Lovin as he stays in there at quarterback. He wants to throw the ball downfield. It's going to be tipped and then caught here by Minden at the 43-yard line. That was Buzz Niederklein. He nearly intercepted the ball. It was tipped out of his hands, and it was retrieved here by Ryan Carmosta downfield as Carmosta hauls the ball in at the 43-yard line and a first down for the Dogs.
That probably should have been intercepted. Buzz Niederklein again is the first guy to get his hands on the football, And again, ball must have some moisture on it down there. There has been several bobbled and slipped passes here tonight, but Cremosta, right, Johnny on the spot, picks it up. 21 on the gain into Patriot territory. That is the fourth first down for Minden here tonight.
So the Whippets trying to break this scoreless streak that Adams Central's defense has built so far this year. They got the ball on the Patriots side of the 50-yard line. There's a pass that's going to be caught here. That's Carmosta again across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Tackle was made by Overmiller and also Fowler for the Adams Central defense. That was a pickup of about 7 yards in a play. We'll call it second down and three. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. Coach's post-game show, Tyson Avronik, will be along with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from across the state coming your way on 1230 KHAS. Second down and three. Jonas Lovin wants to throw the ball again. Does so. Far side incomplete. Intended receiver over there was Jacob Choquette. Back in coverage for Adams Central was Buzz Niederklein. 7:15 to play in the ball game. Adams Central leading 35-0. This would be the sixth straight win to start the season for AC, and they got a tough one next week as they've got Grand Island Central Catholic coming in to take on the Patriots. Grand Island Central Catholic started the night. They were undefeated as well.
And they last check had a 14-12 lead over Central City. So Grand Island Central Catholic playing some good football.
So third down here for Minden, third down and four. Line of scrimmage is a 37 of Adams Central. Jonas Lovin wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. That ball is going to be Caught. Did he trap it over there? Nope. It's going to be a completed pass. Sliding down there and making the reception was Isaac Carlson as he got his hands under the football there. Down along the turf. As they move the ball down to the 31, they're going to move the sticks. Minnan has got the ball. First down and 10 on the AC 31 with 6.5 minutes to go.
First down number 5 for Minnan as they continue on the march against the starting D for AC, trying to pitch another shutout here.
Jonas Lovin from the shotgun. He's going to roll to his left side. He's still holding it. Penalty flags go down. Lovin sets, and now he's going to throw the ball into the bench. Lovin being pressured from behind by Adam Central's Connor Munger. And now we got a penalty flag on Minden. It's going to be a holding call here on the Whippets. A holding call on Minden. That'll cost him some yardage here with 5:50 to play in the fourth quarter with Adam Central out on top, 35-0.
Well, one thing about our officiating crew, they're not shy to throw the holding calls. We have had a slug of holding calls tonight. I only have 7 penalties for Minden in the ball game, 10 for Adam Central, and they all march the ball all the way back to midfield. The nose of the football just going to be across into the Minden side of things.
Tomorrow we'll have Hastings College football for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Dakota State. Airtime tomorrow at 3 o'clock for the Tony Harper pregame show, 4 o'clock for the kickoff from Madison, South Dakota. First down and long here for the Whippets. A little screen pass is going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball right in the center of the field there to Quinn Rutt. It is off of his fingertips. It falls to the turf. And now we got 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter.
Did you get the Cessna fueled up for the trip tomorrow?
I know it's a long way up there.
Wow.
On my Atlas, it's about 6 inches, and that's a long way. Hopefully there's no white stuff on the field when we get up
Boy,
there.
I hope not.
We're heading up north for Bronco football tomorrow.
I think halfway to Canada.
We'll be closer to Canada.
Yeah. Yes, we will. We'll be on the other side of the halfway point.
Second down here for Minden and Long. Jonas Lovin wants to throw the ball again down to the left sideline. The ball is going to be incomplete. Isaac Carlson had his step on his defensive back. That was Fowler back there. Isaac Carlson could not come down with the ball. It's going to be incomplete, and it's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and 29 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is right at the 50-yard line. The clock continues to run with the running clock here in the fourth quarter with 4:15 to play.
Wow, that wild game. Sutton and Donovan is now Sutton 36, Donovan Trumbull 29. 5 minutes left to go in that ball game. That is crazy. As you said, we'll have Donovan Trumbull. Well, Brent Rector has the Cardinals playing some good football.
So it is third down here and 29 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is a 50 for Minden. Here's Jonas Lovin again. Backs up. Here comes the pressure. Winds up. Same play. That one is going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off there by Overmiller of Adams Central. So they go to the well twice. Back-to-back plays. They're the same one as they try to get the ball downfield down the left sideline to Isaac Carlson. That one is picked off. That's the third interception of the night for the Adams Central defense.
Second one for Blake Overmiller as Jesse Ackerman has the other one, and the Adams Central defense appears to hold and going to pitch yet another shutout. 3:43 left to go in the ball game, and Adams Central just merely has to run that little bit of time off the clock, and they go to 6-0 on the season, maintain that number 2 ranking in the state in Class C1.
All right, so AC has got the ball back here. We're going to have a new quarterback in there and a lot of new white shirts into the ball game now. Handing the ball away is going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Kruger is a sophomore quarterback for Bill Carlin. The running play goes for a -1 on the play. So it's going to bring up a second down and 11 situation now for the Pats. They have the ball on their own 23.
Never would have got me to believe this, but Grand Island Northwest playing some good football. Running clock in that ball game with Northwest and Aurora is now Grand Island Northwest 41, Aurora nothing. And yes, little buddy, I can't believe you finally got some of your wild picks right as you were on the Vikings tonight.
Steinkruger pitches the ball back here to Buzz Niederklein getting outside. Niederklein's got some space, 25-30, and he's run out of bounds here at the 34-yard line. Yeah, that was the upset special of the week during Pigskin Pick'em tonight. Grand Island Northwest over Aurora, and the Vikings rolling along tonight.
And they just tacked on another one. It's now 47-0. What is going on, Grand Island Northwest? Well, they about upended Scott's Bluff last week, but they have a good football team, bunch of good football players and football coaches.
We got all of them all in one pile. They're pretty hard to handle, and the Aurora Huskies are finding it. It's a tough goal here tonight. Third down and a yard to go. Steinkruger will hand the ball away. That's going to be Buzz Niederklein again as he carries the ball. Niederklein right up the gut to about the 40-yard line. As Niederklein gets a carry there, picks up the first down for the Pats. Tackle is made in there by Jacob Choquette and Ryan Carmosta for the Minden defense. Under 2 minutes to play now here in the fourth quarter.
First down number 16 for AC is, boy, Adams Central continues to shuttle in second and third teamers on that far sideline. One bonus about the way they have managed games this season, they have got a lot of kids in varsity action. That will pay dividends towards the end of the year.
All right, here's a Stein Kruger again, turns and hands them all away. That's Buzz Niederklein, breaks it outside the numbers, down the sideline, 40-45, approaching midfield, and he is knocked out of bounds there. Buzz Niederklein, who had the respectable numbers coming in here, he averaged 5 yards per carry, 409 yards coming into the ball game here tonight. Chew up some yardage here as he gets it close to the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. We got 112 remaining here in the football game.
Buzz now 6 carries on the night, 16 yards. We'll give him 9 on that burst around left end. Nearly got it to midfield. It'll be second down. We'll call it second down and a half a yard here for AC.
So Dylan Steinkruger, the sophomore quarterback, again turns the ball and hands it away to the second man through there across the 50 down to about the 49-yard line. Carrying the ball there for Adams Central is Alex Keller. Keller, a 165-pound junior, as he picks up the first down to the Minden 49. We're down to 40 seconds to play.
That will just about do it. Maybe one more snap as they continue to shuttle. Look at all the white jerseys coming in. Guys, the coach is looking around. If you haven't been in the game, come and see me. You're going to get in one more play here for AC, but they better hurry. We are inside 25 seconds, and the Patriots still in the huddle. They will get one more play off.
I'm going to quickly get up to the line of scrimmage here as Steinkruger stays in there at quarterback from the 49-yard line of Minden, waiting for the snap. He takes it. Steinkruger gives it away here, and that's running the ball is going to be Keller. He tries to get outside, and he's going to be chopped down here, and that will be the final play of the football game here tonight. So a running clock for majority of the second half. Adams Central able to tack on one touchdown in the third quarter to make it a 35-0 ball game, and that's the way the contest is going to end tonight. Adams Central beats the Minden Whippets tonight by a score of 35-0. So the Patriots will go to 6 wins and no losses on the season. They'll get ready for Grand Island Central Catholic coming up next week in Hastings as Minden drops to 2 wins and 4 losses. Minden will get ready to play host to Cozad next Friday night. Again, the final score in this one, Adams Central knocks off the Minden Whippets by a score of 35-0. We'll have more right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Tom Denzel Automotive in Grand Island wants to show you the new 2013 Spark four-door hatchback. A gorgeous salsa red, stock number 95100, is every bit as fun to drive as it looks. Sale price now at only $15,300. The 2013 GMC Terrain, stock number 94400, is a clear onyx black, a quality ride that looks as tough as nails. Sale price now at $25,998. See them today at Tom Denzel Automotive on West Dolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Adams Central wins it tonight 35-0 over the Minden Whippets to go to 6 wins and no losses on the season. Most of the scoring in the first half, Adams Central scored in the first possession, 8 plays, 53 yards, 10-yard touchdown run from Jake Fowler. That made it 7-0. Patriots then get the ball back. They were backed up on their own end on a second down and 30 call. They get an 83-yard touchdown pass from Creighton Reed to Blake Overmiller to make it 14-0. In the second quarter, they get a 21-yard touchdown from Jake Fowler to make it 21-0. Then a 26-yard touchdown from Jake Fowler to make it 28-0 at halftime. And the only score of the third quarter came on a 4-yard touchdown run from Jake Fowler. 6 plays, 47 yards, and that drive, 35-0, as Adams Central wins it here tonight.
Final game numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. Find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. We look on the side of the Minden Whippets. Not a lot of offense. This Adams Central defense was very sound this evening. Jonas Lovin was 5 of 14 passing tonight, 67 yards, but he was picked off 3 times, twice by Blake Overmiller and once by Jesse Ackerman. The Whippets rushed it 25 times for 53 yards, so 120 yards of total offense for Minden in the ballgame, only 5 first downs. Their leading ball carrier in the game, Ryan Cremosta, 11 carries and just 28 yards. For Adams Central, Creighton Reed was 7 of 17 passing tonight, 199 yards, 1 touchdown, that from 83 yards out in the first quarter. The Patriots rushed it 42 times for 389 yards, so 588 of total offense and 17 first downs in the game. The Patriots averaging at 10 yards per play here this evening. Leading the way individually, Jake Fowler, another big, big night, 26 carries, 235 yards, 4 touchdowns, those coming from 4, 26, 21, and 10 in the ballgame. Blake Overmiller, by the way, 4 receptions, 147 yards, and 1 touchdown. A couple other guys getting into the action. Jesse Ackerman with 1 reception, 11 yards, and Cole Rosvet, 1 reception, and 17 yards tonight. We talked about Jake Fowler, 235 tonight. He had 625 coming in, 860 yards now for Jake Fowler on the season. He was even injured a couple of ball games, but a big, big night. Adams Central victors here for the sixth game in a row.
35-0. Adams Central wins it here tonight over Minden. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, back here in Minden, Adams Central disposes of the Minden Whippets tonight 35-0 in high school football action. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. And the Patriots racking up some numbers here tonight. In fact, 588 yards of total offense in the ball game this evening. Jake Fowler, a majority of that, 235 yards and 4 touchdowns. Blake Overmiller had a good ball game tonight, 4 receptions and 147 yards. Creighton Reed, he threw for good yardage tonight, 199 yards as he was 7 out of 17 tonight. And boy, you take a look at the Adams Central defense. We got to start looking at those guys over there. They have Flatman getting the job done. Jesse Ackerman had a good ball game tonight for AC on the defensive side of the ball. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Adams Central will be Jake Fowler. Another great performance for Jake. 26 carries, 235 yards, 4 touchdowns tonight for the Patriots. 4, 26, 21, and 10 were the scoring runs for Jake tonight as Adams Central knocks off the Minden Whippets by the score of 35-0. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Coach's Postgame Show is presented by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Again, Adams Central wins it tonight over Minden by the score of 35-0 as Adams Central head coach Bill Crowland joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, you can tell it's a lot warmer up there. It was a cold night tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little chilly out there. It was a good football night, though. The kids had a good time, I think, played hard and got after it pretty good. I thought we were physical. We wanted to be. And I thought they did a nice job.
First drive tonight really set the tone. 8 plays and 53 yards. You stuck it in the end zone. An impressive drive to get things started and just kind of steamrolled from there.
That was kind of our goal coming in. I kind of challenged the kids in pregame, you know, to come out and get a good fast start, be physical, get behind our pads, and really get some set some tone. I really thought that, you know, Minden's a team that really gets going when they get going. And we wanted to keep them from getting any momentum. So our goal right out of the gate was to set the tone.
Well, again, your workhorse pretty much all season long, Jake Fowler, a big night. Again, 235 yards, 4 touchdowns. Just an outstanding performance by that young man.
He played really well. You know, he probably had about 100 yards called back on penalties. So he played tremendous. He just makes us look really smart because he reads the hole so well. He hits the cutback very well. More than that, he's just a great kid. I mean, he's just a super teammate for his team, and so he does a lot of really good things. We're real proud of him.
He had 2 touchdowns called back because of penalties tonight. Had some long runs called back because of penalties. A long pass called back because of penalties. 10 of them tonight. That's not like an Adams Central football team.
Well, it'd be interesting. I'm anxious to see the film because I didn't think we were doing anything different in our technique than what we had, but we're getting called for holding a lot tonight, and so it'll be interesting. We'll have to look and see. Maybe we'll have to make some adjustments and that sort of thing, but we'll get better. We'll learn from it. We'll move forward.
On the offensive side of things still, I think your offensive line showed tonight their dominance again in this ballgame. Creighton Reed throws for almost 200 yards tonight again with Jake's big night. Your offensive line getting the job done again.
Yeah, they did a good job. We thought they'd play their corners up when they played up tight that we could get Blake past them, and that proved to be the case a couple times. And we tried to formation them a little bit to get their safety out of the way and got Blake one-on-one coverage, and that really worked well for us.
Defensively, the shutout streak continues, and you guys once again perform very well tonight. Give up only 120 yards or so of a total offense to Minden. You really shut them down.
I thought we played really well. They get in that double wing, and they double your D-tackle and double your D-end, and they chop block back on your backside, it's a tough play to get penetration on, and we just try to get our defensive line to hold their ground and then you know, forced them to let our linebackers make the plays. And I thought Jesse and Jack did a really nice job inside.
You mentioned Jesse there, one interception in the ball game. He was called for a couple of holding calls on the offensive side of things, but in on a slug of tackles in the backfield for Minden tonight.
Yeah, he's been our defensive leader all year. He's, you know, usually has about a third of our tackles, which we like to keep our linebackers clean, and our D-line knows their job is to keep that job accomplished and occupy linemen, not let them get to our backers and let our linebackers run. And so Jesse does a good job. He's got a nose for the ball and is a very sure tackler.
So Adams Central picks up their sixth win of the season here tonight. Now you get ready for maybe another undefeated team as Grand Island Central Catholic comes in next Friday. And this is where it starts to get fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, it'll be a big game atmosphere. I'm sure that we'll have a good crowd out at home, and they'll bring a good crowd. We're going to have a night to try to raise some money for cancer, and we're going to have a pink out and do some things there. So we're excited. Our kids are excited. We've had some of our parents that have been affected by cancer, and three of our current players have mothers that have that. And so we're, you know, it's something that really means a lot to us as a team, and we're hoping to have a great crowd and get some great support.
Yeah, that'll be next Friday out at the Patriot Field, two outstanding football teams. You guys are probably looking forward to maybe going into four quarters, huh?
I think it'll be a fun ball game. I'm hoping we get after it and they get after it. I'm sure we'll attack each other a little differently and stuff, but it'll be a lot of fun. I haven't looked a whole lot at their stuff yet, but we'll go to work tomorrow.
Well, and one thing I have seen this season with the lopsided victories, you have gotten a lot of guys in the game, getting them some varsity experience. That has to really pay some dividends coming down to the end of the season and possible playoff run.
Well, we think so. We're hoping. We think that's one thing we really have to continue to do is improve our depth, and our freshman and JV teams are playing on Mondays and Thursday nights, and we're developing some of those kids and hoping that they're getting the experience they need. And then like on a night like tonight, we got a lot of kids in the ball game, so we're hoping that they keep getting better and better and keep improving, but we still hope we stay healthy.
Okay, Coach, savor this one and get back to work tomorrow. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, that's Bill Carlin, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, Adams Central rolling out to a 28-0 lead by halftime. They add one in the third quarter to make it 35-0. That was the final score tonight, the Patriots over Minden by the score of 35-0. Take a break. We'll come back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply.